Chi High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Oakland Hy-V, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan, Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
A tough loss on the road, Chi High began the gauntlet of their Big Rivers Conference schedule, hitting the road once again against the Hudson Raiders.
Well, good evening to you and welcome to beautiful Hudson, Wisconsin, Sunsplash Raider Stadium for the Big Rivers Conference opener between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Hudson Raiders. Pingle evades one arm tackle and he rushes forward. He may have lost the ball inside the 25. Chi High saying they have it, dancing around.
They got leading. It.
They did. Fumble recovery, Chi High.
Third and five from the 35 of Hudson for Chi High, trailing 7-0, man in motion left to right. There's the flip on the jet sweep look at the 35-yard line. Boland bowls his way down close to a Chi High first down, and he finishes that run with a big collision. How about Jackson Boland?
You talk about LeMay last time getting the carry for the first down. That time he threw his body in front of a big defensive end, and he got enough. You know, you just have to get in the way sometimes, and that was enough for Boland to get around the corner and get another first down.
Yeah, and that comes from him being a hockey player, Caleb. Defensive for hockey on the Cardinals, Jackson Boland coming from the body check right there to finish the play.
Hudson will go option left.
Fantastic. Side and sniffing it out and snuffing it out. Carter Bovey, no gain.
Fantastic job. That's exactly how you play fundamental defense. Tanzer took the quarterback. The corner came up for the pitch man, and that's textbook fundamental defense right there.
Van Hayden calls for the ball. Going to keep it himself after a delay. 40-yard line, 45. Sheds a tackle, and he is up to the 47-yard line, close to the 48. This is going to be fourth and very, very short. Chi High, fourth and a short one from their own 47. And power eye, but from the shotgun. Van Hayden keeping it himself, and he plunges forward for a first down. Four wide, split evenly left and right for Mason Van Hayden. His team trailing 7-0 late going first half. Van Hayden stepping up in the pocket and keep himself. 45, 40. He's got a first down inside the 35, all the way down to the 31-yard line, ripping off a run of 17 yards. Mason Van Hayden for the PAT, and it is blocked by Chi High. And the Cards with the special teams play to keep it at 13-0. We'll see if that comes into play at the end of this one. And in motion right to left, taking the jet sweep, keeping himself his home. This time he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, grabbed by an ankle, turned back, and dropped for a loss of two.
Colton Petska from the defensive end position did a great job coming in, defeating his block, hanging on, making the play.
A punt coming here for Hudson. Line drive directional. Carter Bovey going to take it at the 27-yard line, trying to make a man miss. Reversing field, cutting across the hashes to the 35, to the 40, 45, 50, down the sideline. Carter Bovey, 40,
there's
35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, down to the tackle, to the 5. We'll keep that as a highlight, even if it's coming back. Carter Bovey, an electrifying return. Back to pass, Ryland Schultz. He's looking deep down the right sideline. Throws it up for grabs.
That's
it,
pick.
Intercepted, Chippewa Falls.
Ryland Schultz going to keep it himself, looking for an option man, and there is no one there. Chi High is going to bury him back inside the 20-yard line. A loss of 8.
Third and 4 for Hudson. Yanger in motion left to right. Keeping himself is Schultz. Schultz picks his way forward, and then he is stormed back shy of the line to gain.
Chi High led by Carter Bovey and a host of flock of white jerseys. 5:17 and counting clock certainly becoming a factor here, but more so the fact that Chi High needs to keep this at just a two-score game. Home hesitates straight up the middle. He's tripped up by an ankle. Nice job. That looked to be number 54, Jackson Martin, who made a nice play at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely great play.
So home at quarterback, third and 10 from the 20-yard line of the Cards. Option pitch right side. The fumble again.
And the Cardinals have it.
Fourth and 7, Chi High from their own 49. Trips in a tight bunch. Slot to the right. Hebert to the left. Von Hayden calls for the ball. He's going to roll out to his right. Von Hayden looking, still looking, going to keep it himself. Evades one defender. He has the first down across the 45-yard line, and the Cardinals stay alive. The clock stops for a moment. Minute 6 left. Chi High trailing 13-0. Left side to Hebert. Hebert trying to make a man miss. He does inside the 25-yard line and gets out of bounds inside the 20 to the 18. Sam Hebert showing some escapability there. And ball on the far hash. Von Hayden from the shotgun with four wide. Von Hayden dances in the pocket, throws it right side. Got him in inside the five to the end zone. Touchdown! Chippewa Falls with 19.7 left. 14-yard touchdown strike to Xander Neal.
Xander Neal playing the slot and just a simple go route on that. And Von Hayden was patient, found the gap between the safety and the linebacker.
Von Hayden drops straight back to pass. Going to fling a left side. Got a man wide open to his knees in the end zone. Makes the catch. Two-point conversion is good. That was Carter Povey. And it's 13-8. Once again, your final score here from Hudson. The Hudson Raiders 13, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 8.
Week in and week out, it doesn't get tougher than the Big Rivers Conference. And this week, the rivalry renews between the Cards and the Mustangs of Menominee. On Veterans Night at Duray, it's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Well, good evening and welcome to Sunsplash Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, the 111th meeting between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Menominee Mustangs. According to Brandon Berg and our friends at the Chippewa Herald, one of the oldest rivalries in the state of Wisconsin is renewed here tonight. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. I'm Caleb Swenson. Alan Dunham will join me in the booth. Dave Hutzler, a blast from the past, will be roaming the sidelines here tonight for our WOGO Sports crew. Chi High sporting wonderful new jerseys for Veterans Night here. They've got the solid white numerals and the camouflage green jerseys. We are pumped to be able to honor those who have served us here tonight. And so we're going to dive right in with a re-airing of a portion of an interview we had on our sister station, WWIB, earlier this week. That was with head coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards and his college fraternity buddy, that is Scott Marrier of the Hands Foundation, talking about veterans, about homeless veterans, what this means here tonight, the 11th annual Veterans Night. And again, if you are still on your way to Duray Field here tonight, you're encouraged to bring not only monetary donations for the Miracle Minute right after quarter number one, but also you'll see a big trailer out front. That is for new or gently used warm winter clothing donations. Again, a very sad reality that we have so many homeless veterans. And so we'll dive right into this interview here. And again, this is Scott Marrier beginning too, talking about how many of our veterans are facing homelessness.
A huge percentage are veterans. And a lot of them have post-traumatic stress and issues. And once they're homeless, it is so challenging to get them off the street.
And Coach Rako, year 11 now, Friday night, year 11 that the Chi High football team and the Hands Foundation partner. Pretty exciting.
It is. You know, our kids really jump on board on this thing. And they understand, you know, we make it very clear to them that if it wasn't for veterans, they wouldn't be playing a football game on Friday nights. And it means a lot. And I know that Scott has invited a bunch of our players to go with him on that every third Saturday. And I know a few have gone and they come back with their eyes wide open. I'll tell you that. So it's a big deal. I love it. The kids love it. The coaching staff loves it. The school loves it. And I think the community is behind it because it is for an awesome cause.
And again, I think there's so many things that are important when we do our salutes for the veterans, and we have flyovers and flags and all those things are very important. But Coach Rakovich and Scott, this is something too where we're saying we're not just going to give lip service to this. We want to actually support those who've given their bodies. And many times too, when you talk about post-traumatic stress, given so much of their health and their mental health as well to this country in service of this country. And we want to stand for them the way they've stood for us.
Yeah, I really don't think that people, a lot of the people don't, they don't understand what has been given to us by the veterans. And, you know, all you've got to do is watch the news the past year and a half, what's going on over on the other side of the world. And, you know, would you like to be a part of that? That could have been here. It could be here.
Yeah.
But our veterans make sure that we're safe and that we have a society that we can flourish in. And those people need to be thanked.
So, again, for Friday night, I mean, it's going on all month long. Jacobson's Hardware participating as a drop-off location. But, again, I mean, monetary donations and various other items in terms of warm clothing heading into winter. But both would be welcome, right?
Yeah, well, the Miracle Minute is between the first and second quarter. Our freshman players pass buckets around, and it's just for 1 minute in its collection. And we usually average around $3,500, and all that money goes to purchase boots. I just got you to talk about that. I'll let you carry on there.
Yeah, we have what's called Boot Month. Last year we handed out over 200 and some brand new pair of boots. Mason Shoes actually donates 50 pair every year. Red Wing donates, but we take the athletes with us. Now, you've got veterans that haven't had a shower in months, you know, so it's a humbling process, and you're on your knees, and you're trying to help them, and they have prosthetics, and the kids are all in. Like, his football guys are just sat there. It makes it fun and humorous, and they comment on their smelly feet, and the vets love it. Yeah. And so it's an experience, and they come back, and, I mean, all the way home, either they're rattling for the first hour, and they're passed out sleeping the second hour because they're so tired. But it's just a really cool event, and the students really understand the value of what does a veteran mean, what do they do, what are their experiences. We ask them to talk to the veterans and share with them. So it's a cool experience.
Scott, tell them what you've mentioned many times about any corner on in the Twin Cities. Go ahead, you know what I'm talking about.
Chai High football is famous in the cities. Huh. All the vets talk about it. They all wear their chai, you know, the stuff. It was really cool, and hats and stuff like that. So it's a cool story. But, yeah, they're famous. And anytime you come by with a Chai High sweatshirt or shirt, oh, you're from Chai High. We love you guys.
And again, we've got the opportunity here. So Veterans Night, as we wrap up, it's this Friday night at Dre Field in Chippewa Falls, Chai High in Menominee. Veterans receive free admission. Coach, the Miracle Minute right after quarter number one, and there'll be the chance again to give some of those warm clothing items, whether it be socks or hooded sweatshirts, men's underwear, personal hygiene items, long johns, things like that. But again, they can drop them off. If folks can't make it out to the game, they can drop them off all throughout the month, Jacobson's Hardware as well. And I believe you're going to have that trailer set up at Dre for a long time as well.
Right. Scott will bring that on Friday. And also want to say that we do have a hospitality area for the vets Friday night.
Yes.
And then prior to the game, they will be escorted onto the field for the anthem. And
very cool.
Coach Chuck Rakovich of Chai High, Scott Mary of the Hands Foundation. Find out more about the Hands Foundation, how you can pitch in and support. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here this morning with us on WWIB.
If you go to everythirdsaturday.com, THRD, and check it out, this is like a modern-day miracle. A gentleman wrote a check for $2 million. We didn't know him. Mm. And then took that money, and he built a brand-new facility. This is a world-class campus for veterans.
Mm.
It's, I tell people all the time, if you want to experience a modern-day miracle, check out Every Third Saturday. It's a cool story.
As we get into the football season here and excited for the NFL to kick off, and high school football and college football is back. But there are things, friends, as much as we love our football in this country, there are things that are so much more important. And so let's focus, even as we're having fun, let's focus on what really matters, care for those who've done so much for us.
Again, a re-airing of an interview earlier this week with Scott Marrier from the Hands Foundation head coach Chuck Rakovich. It is Veterans Night here. This is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. We'll take a two-minute break. Chai High and Menominee set to square off. There will be a lot of festivities. Still time for you to come and be part of this, be part of a Miracle Minute, be part of giving to the Hands Foundation as well. And if you're not able to tonight, of course, there certainly are options all throughout the month of September at Cardinal home games and, as we mentioned, at Jacobson's Hardware locations as well. Back in 2 minutes, live from Dere Field in Chippewa Falls, this is the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. When Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chai High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com. If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, a beautiful Veterans Night celebration here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. The rivalry, one of the oldest in the state, is renewed. Menominee and your Chippewa Falls Cardinals with head coach Mike Sins of Menominee. Coach, last year, I remember you telling me, I mean, it was a rarity for Menominee, the youth of the players that were getting significant playing time. Close games, played everybody tough, 3-7, not typically what we'd see from Menominee. What's been different so far this year?
Well, all of our kids got a year older, you know. We played a lot of young kids last year. You know, we started two freshmen, five sophomores, I think, and then a number of juniors. So they got a year older. And obviously in football, when you're, you know, you get bigger, faster, stronger after a year, and that helps. And now, you know, now this year we're a veteran club. And like I said, in the game of football, that's pretty important.
Coach, when you look at your opponent tonight for Chi High, replacing 20 of 22 starters from last year, a game that was decided by just one score, but they've got some talent on the field, but still maybe trying to put it together.
Yeah, they're honestly a little bit, they're kind of like us a little bit, you know, last year, just because we were so young and we had to replace 20 starters 2 years ago, and that's hard to do, and now they're kind of going through kind of what we had to do, but they have so much talent on the perimeter that, you know, they have number 1, 6, 10, a number of kids that can make plays, and again, that's been a big emphasis for us this whole week, is just keep guys in front of us and tackle well.
Coach, 3-0, but where do you still need to improve?
We just got to be consistent. We feel like we could be a pretty good team this year. But again, we'll find out how good we are tonight, because, you know, we're 3-0, but, you know, I don't know if we've played as good a competition as Chippewa has and Hudson and Richmond. So in River Falls, I could name a number of teams, but yeah, we'll find out how good we are tonight. And, you know, again, like I said, we just got to be consistent.
And finally, Coach, Veterans Night, just such a great reminder of the things beyond the field, why we're able to enjoy nights like this because of those who've served for us.
Yeah, talk about an awesome night. I mean, it's, you know, it's 70, it's sunny, Veterans Night. You know, you can't ask for anything better. And, you know, hopefully it's a packed house to see a great ball game. And I think it's an awesome event that they put on. And, you know, it's something at Menominee I would like to definitely look into and try to get started. Also, just because you can see, you know, the importance of Veterans Night, and just, yeah, we're excited. Our kids are excited to be part of it too.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Good to see you again. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Head coach Mike Sins here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-Hi Football.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls, Chi-High, and Menominee. We're here with head coach Chuck Rakovich on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And, Coach, this is a special night that goes so much beyond what happens on the field.
This is our thank you to all the people that made life in the United States possible.
Coach, again, I will be re-airing in our pregame show the interview that we had with you and Scott Mary of the Hands Foundation. This is something that's become very personal to Chi-High football, not just a Coach Rakovich thing. This is a community thing. This is these young men being able to say thank you in words and actions.
And they are thankful. We don't sugarcoat it. We put it right online. Hey, guys, there's people that gave their lives for you to be able to put a jersey on tonight, to go to a high school like Chippewa Falls High School, and this is your turn just to say thanks to them.
And finally, Coach, when we look at what happens between the lines here tonight, this is a Menominee team that was young and kind of took some lumps in close games a year ago. They really started to put it together this year.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like Hudson, and all of a sudden they're a senior-dominated team, and we're in the shoes that Menominee was last year. We're young, but we learn every week. We're getting better, and we got a bunch of kids that want to play football tonight.
Coach, you've played 12 competitive quarters so far. We're looking for four more here tonight. Well,
the kids are going to do their best. I will promise you that.
Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay, thanks. Good luck.
Head Coach Chuck Rakovich on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson.
45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
No play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. 3-0 Menominee, the visitors against your 1-2 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Second Big Rivers Conference game of the season. Menominee's had victories over Rice Lake 21-12, DeForest at DeForest 28-6, and then just throttled Superior 42-7 last Friday night. Chippewa Falls 17-14 winners over Holman here in their home opener against DeRay. They've been on the road two straight weeks, lost 24-14 to DC Everest, and then by just 5, 13-8 on the road at Hudson. Again, a phenomenal scene here tonight. Chi High wearing the military jerseys for Veterans Appreciation Night, Veterans Night here, and so we'll have the captains out on the field right now, Alan, that will be unfurling this giant American flag courtesy of Wisconsin Metal Fab. But real quickly as well, too, it's time for the Toys and Ford Keys of the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. 3-0 Menominee, this is a veteran squad, and Chi High, again, has been competitive, but they're going to need to reach another level here tonight.
I think it's really encouraging from week two to week three, the number of improvements made by this Chi High team, which was just phenomenal, the difference against Hudson versus DC Ever. So that's really encouraging. I know the coaching staff really feels like this is the week they're going to put it together. But as far as keys to the game, one thing that Menominee does really successfully against Chi High is that they overpower them. Just physically, they match up. They have a matchup advantage, and they tend to come straight at us. So on defense, it's just manning up and being able to control the point of attack. And then offensively, field position. Play the field position game so we're not giving up the short field. That's really hurt them against Hudson. I think Hudson's drives are 30 and 35 yards for touchdowns. So staying out of those bad situations. And, of course, winning the turnover battle is always so important.
That's your Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Game time is coming up next. We're back after this.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A beautiful rendition of God Bless America from Roxy Rakovich, our country's national anthem, and we are anticipating a flyover too as that giant American flag at midfield being folded. Right now, again, so great to see the solidarity between the captains of Chi High and also Menominee. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you in the booth. Dave Hutzler down at field level. That flyover will be coming from the south side of DeRay, and just a phenomenal sight here, Alan, and something that we can be so honored to be a part of as a community and as a school.
Absolutely. It's a really memorable thing for the kids and a teaching moment to talk about veterans and talk about the importance of the U.S. military and to honor them. And there's a clothing donation, a drive and donation that's happening tonight as well to support veterans who have fallen in hard times. So just an excellent all around good night. A lot of USA red and white and blue out in the stands and even from the Menominee side of things.
And again, it's something that Coach Rakovich has said many times, but homeless and veterans should never, ever be two words that are put together, and it is a very sad reality. And as Scott Marrier said earlier, you can catch in the podcast a re-airing of that interview we had on our sister station, WWIV, but every third Saturday.com, along with the Hands Foundation, a very important site to check out. You can certainly continue all throughout the month of September to give those warm winter clothing donations and also monetary donations. Give generously 1 minute right after the first quarter. Now that flyover coming, Rick Frederick, Jake Kuhn, Rick Bovey, Joe Bovey, the airmen here tonight. As you can hear the crowd swell, we are leaning out the booth windows as well, too, so that we can see this. Red, white, and blue student section, as you might expect. A full crowd here tonight. And you can hear it, and we've got planes flying over right now. The biplanes, four of them, and again, piloted by Rick Frederick, Jake Kuhn, Rick Bovey, and Joe Bovey. A salute to service here on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Could not ask for a more postcard, picture-perfect night, not only for this football game, but for what's so much more important than that is fireworks from the south parking lot as well, going off now. Just a spectacle in the absolute best way here tonight.
One of the things you're concerned about a little bit, and I talked to the coaches, you have new jerseys, you have the veterans night, you have the special flyover. And those are cool things, but when you're thinking about playing a football game, sometimes that emotion gets used up, and you actually get tired even before the game. And it's really about playing the game against the opponent and not all the pregame things. And so as a young team especially, it'll be interesting to see how they handle all the pregame festivities.
Absolutely, and down on the field for the first time with Dave Hutzler as well, who's joining us here tonight. And again, we're seeing one of my favorite things, the helmets held in the right hands in salute to those veterans who are standing along the north goal line, Dave.
It's an awesome sight to see. It kind of gives you chills down here.
Again, when we see our young men, again, 16, 17, 18-year-old young men, and those veterans who are along that north goal line, several walking with crutches, canes, one in a wheelchair as well.
Officer Flug, the high school resource officer, leading them out.
And again, though shoulders and backs may be bent and bowed with age, they still walk proud because of the service they've given to this great nation, this nation that has been blessed beyond measure. And our chance here to tell them thank you, to honor them, and to tell them that we see their sacrifice, what they have given, and that we will not let it go to waste. Absolutely beautiful picture here again is Chi High and those new camouflage jerseys, especially for tonight, holding those right helmets in the air. Those helmets in their right hands up in the air in salute. As the veterans leave the field, the freshman players will be headed out for the Miracle Minute, forming a tunnel, a wall for the veterans to walk through as well. And now Chi High storming to midfield. And Menominee will as well, about the 35-yard line. A very special night here. Chi High coming back to their sideline. As we mentioned, the Cardinals sporting New Jersey's Menominee in their traveling white uniforms, white tops and bottoms, the maroon numbers with the gold piping, maroon helmets with the gold and white stripes, and Chi High resplendent, the jet black pants with the Cardinal red stripe along the sides, the matte black helmets, the silver CF insignia, and again, those green camouflage jerseys with the solid white numerals and USA right across the front.
I can't remember a time when they've brought out some special jerseys, and I know for this, for the kids, that's a really big deal. You know, colleges are doing this a lot more where they have a number of jerseys. I think Oregon, you know, started that fad.
So to get new jerseys, special jerseys just for tonight, I'm sure for these high school kids, they're pretty excited about it.
And I think important as well, too, to give a shout-out to the Booster Club and those who fundraise for things like this as well. So Menominee will be kicking right to left.
There's a veteran dad right there, Kevin Eisenberger. Son Josiah plays on the team.
Chai High deep to receive. Number 34 is the kicker for Menominee. That's Ryan Dingwall, 5'7", 240. Big young man, a senior. Menominee bouncing on the far sideline. Chai High standing shoulder to shoulder. The 111th meeting between these two teams and the oldest rivalries in the state of Wisconsin. And we are underway. Good to have you with us as a line drive kickoff taken at the 5-yard line to the 10 to the 15. And stonewalled right there, maybe the 16-yard line. Not great starting field position for Chai High as the special teams unit of the Mustangs does their job.
That Jalen Smith, a sophomore, getting to touch the ball and get started and found out right away how tough this Menominee football team is.
So Chai High will start first and 10, their own 16-yard line. Again, Menominee 3-0. Latest coaches poll at wisports.net had them ranked 7th in the state in Division 2, ahead of both River Falls and New Richmond. Coincidentally, maybe not coincidentally, also from the Big Rivers Conference. There's some firepower in D2 from the BRC.
It's going to be a little challenging to pick out the numbers on that camouflage jersey.
Again, it's camo, and so it may not be easy for us as well. Chai High, again, will start out from the shotgun, 3 wide to the right, single receiver to the left. Handoff right up the middle. I believe that's Jackson LeMay.
Might have been Xander Neal.
Xander Neal. Neal up to the 20-yard line. Xander caught that lone touchdown against Hudson as Chai High fell 13-8. Their score came with about 19 seconds left. And you are correct, that is Xander Neal, number 2, with the carry.
But 4 yards on first down, that's a positive start.
We were talking about this off the air. Again, negative plays with this relatively young team where Chai High can really doom a drive. And so positive yards on first down, no penalties, very important. And Mason Von Hayden going to keep it himself, call his own number, splitting out to the 25, turning the corner for a first down. And Chai High moves the chains in 2 plays.
That was a formation I've not seen Chai High run. They line up in a double pistol, shotgun with a set, with a running back on each side of him. And then they vacated to the left, and essentially Von Hayden took the snap, and he just sprinted to the right side, outrunning the defense for a nice gain and a pickup, a first down on their first drive. That's such a positive thing for the offense.
First and 10, Chai High, ball spotted just shy of the 30-yard line. Mason Von Hagen are keeping himself off left guard. Not a lot of room there. Von Hayden up to the 31, maybe the 32. We'll go down to Dave Hutzler here. And Dave, your son Nolan, again, a lot to prepare for every week. Anything in particular that you gleaned in the preparation for Menominee?
He's always very confident, but I can tell you he's very well prepared. It's just everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Hopefully it's Chai High delivering the first blow here tonight. Second and 7 from their own 32. 10:38 and counting to go. First quarter, no score on this Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler with you on WOGO Sports. Give off the right side. That's Jackson LeMay, and LeMay dances past the 35-yard line up to the 36. And that's something, Alan, that even if we can't see the numbers quite as well, there is a running style that Jackson LeMay has.
Yep.
Folks compared it maybe to a certain running back for the Detroit Lions back in the day, too. There's a shiftiness there.
Yeah, certainly he's a really talented running back. He makes moves that nobody else can on that field for sure. And I loved seeing him this out in warm-ups. He was not wearing the knee brace today.
And that certainly is welcome if you're a Chai High fan. Twin receivers to the right. Third and 1 from their own 38 for Mason Von Hayden and Co. The senior Sigma caller give right up the middle. That's LeMay again. LeMay is going to be hit hard at the line of scrimmage, but I believe he drives forward for the first down yardage. Needed a yard, got a couple.
Now, LeMay is listed at 170 pounds, and what I mentioned was
Menominee is a very physical team. Chi-High, by standards of most offensive lines in the BRC, is a little bit on the small side, but I saw them make a positive push, and a really nice job for Chi-High to get a short yardage gain like that for first down.
First and 10, the Cards from their own 41. Single receiver, slot to the right, ball on the near hash, twin receivers left. From the shotgun, delayed give, off the left side. That's Jackson LeMay, and LeMay skips past the 40-yard line for a gain of a couple. Well, that last Chi-High first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Gain of 2, second and 8.
Now, no passes yet. Everything's been run. Run left, run middle, run right. And at some point, you can expect that Von Hayden, instead of running that football, is going to drop back and throw one.
Second and 8, Von Hayden sending a man in motion left to right. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. Late option, pitch left side. Good catch. But nothing doing right at the line of scrimmage. Menominee drags the ball carrier down.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the pitch came out a little bit awkwardly. The running back had to slow up to catch the ball. Threw off the timing. But Menominee had it really well defense. They are ready for that. Even though it's not a traditional Chi-High play, they were ready. Had everything strung out really well. For no gain.
It looked to be LeMay again, but again, no yardage gain on the play, which brings up a third and long. First big test for Chi-High's offense here tonight. Third and 8 from their own 43. Trips to the right, rolling out to his right is Mason Von Hayden. Von Hayden looking, he's going to toss it right side and send it into his own sideline. In the area was Jalen Smith, guarded pretty tightly there by number 0, Ray Pember, a junior.
Just thinking about the offense here, that was just the one pass they had, and he was looking for one guy essentially, and he was covered up pretty well. But just based on that one pass play, I'm pretty optimistic there's going to be some openings and some opportunities later on in this game.
Brady Goodman set to receive this punt for Menominee. Pressure is light, punt is a little bit low. It'll take a Mustangs hop and roll laterally into the Chi-High sideline at the 37-yard line, and that's where the Mustangs will start first and 10 after a fairly promising first drive for the Cards. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor again of Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. And Dave Hutzler, again, pretty strong first drive for Chi-High, just getting some positive momentum by getting a couple first downs.
Yeah, I think we just need to keep our heads up, and we'll be fine.
So 8:28. Left to play here in the first quarter. Menominee there, first possession.
You look at their offensive line. Big, real big, heavy on the right side, a little bit lighter on the left side. We'll see if that's something they favor.
Four wide for Menominee. Give right up the middle. That's Steele Schaefer, who had three touchdowns, including a 41-yarder against Chi-High last year.
Yeah, fantastic defensive effort. They hemmed everything in. Colton Petzka in on the tackle, as well as number 52, Braden Hagman. Really excellent job of holding up the lineman and then making the tackle.
The quarterback is Brady Johnson this year. He's a junior, 6 foot 190. And Schaefer has certainly been the workhorse for the last couple years, in particular for Menominee. They face a second and 7 after a gain of 3. Twin receivers left, single receiver right, back to pass. And looking right side and grabbing his man Goodman across the 50-yard line. A nice throw by Brady Johnson. Brady to Brady there.
That was a really nice effort and throw. He had to place it perfectly because Colin Petzka had dropped back from his defensive end spot, reached up as high as he could, and just missed that football. It landed safely into the Menominee Mustang receiver and a first down.
The first down of the game for the Mustangs as they move into Chi-High territory, first and 10 from the Cardinals' 48-yard line. Twin receivers to the left, ball in the near half, single receiver wide to the right for Brady Johnson, with Steele Schaefer to his right. Johnson back to pass, blitz is picked up, Johnson rolling out to his right. And he's going to throw late right side, a sliding catch falls incomplete in the area of Brody Thornton. 6'3", 190.
Really nice job by Jack Zwiefelhofer coming over and making sure that catch wasn't completed. It was being bobbled and he knocked it out. And a good job by the secondary to not have any openings. The quarterback eventually had to get rid of it as Colton Petzka was getting the pressure on that play.
And 7'08".
I was going to say, these receivers from Romney are quite tall and imposing. They have several inches over the Chi-High secondary.
Three receivers to the left. Steele Schaefer takes the ball straight up the middle, and he is going to bowl his way forward inside the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. Again, over 5 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Still no score between Chi-High and Menominee. Mustangs right back on the ball. Again, that's been something pretty common for the Mustangs, is to move pretty quickly. Give off the right side and dashing inside the 35 down to the 30-yard line. New ball carrier that time, Hayden Ware, a 5'9", 145-pound junior.
And it seems like the blocking concept for Menominee is essentially just pushing out a zone block and then let the running back find a hole where he can. And so not necessarily a designed run, but just letting the running back get a feel for it, and those last two runs were quite successful.
Almost to the halfway point of quarter number one. First and 10 Menominee from the Chi-High 30-yard line. Johnson back to pass. He's going to flare it out left side into the flat. Got a man across the 30-yard line inside the 25. That's number 13, Isaac Ellison, 6'4". You mentioned the height, 195-pound junior. They do not lack for length at the receiving core, and Johnson's already hit, I believe, three, if not four, different targets.
Nice job by Guyton Patcher to come up from the cornerback spot to make the tackle. But it's a six-yard gain, which is a great play on first down for their offense.
Second and four, the Mustangs knocking on the door of the red zone. The 24-yard line of Chi-High, the first Menominee possession. Give off right guard. Met right at the line to gain is number 21, Hayden Weir.
Yep, he was able to bounce off some tacklers initially and get enough for the first down.
He'll move the sticks. Chi-High able to garner a couple first downs in their first possession, but then had to punt it away. Menominee so far moving pretty quickly down the field. Johnson brings them back to the line. More traditional power eye formation look. And they give to Steele Schaefer right up the middle, and Schaefer bashes inside the 15-yard line and down to the 13, maybe even the 12, a gain of 7, perhaps 8 on first down.
I'm sure the defensive coaches are talking to each other right now, because when the hole opened up, which it did for Steele on that play, there was no linebacker in sight to fill in to make that tackle, and so they got to figure out why their linebackers are getting washed out and not able to find the running backs.
Second and three, so officially a gain of 7 on first down. Ball at the 13-yard line of Chi-High. No score for the time being. 4:15 to go first quarter. Johnson under center. Going to give to his up back, and Chi-High not falling for that as John Higby, the fullback. He's another junior, 5'8", 195. Falls forward, maybe for a gain of 1 down to the 12.
Yeah, much better effort by the line to defeat a block and then make that tackle.
We'll make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That's 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. That's MYSSMI.com for Smart Scan Medical Imaging. Big third and two. From the 12-yard line, give to Steele Schaefer, picking his way across the 10-yard line. He's hit just as he crosses the first down marker, but that will be enough to make it first and goal, the Mustangs.
Yeah, just look right now. Menominee Mustang offensive line is having their way with the defensive line, and it's giving the running backs a nice hole to shoot for. As you said, though, that time, much better recovery by the second level of the Chi-High defense to come up and make the tackle.
First and goal from the 8. It's just the second possession of the game, one for Chi-High, one for Menominee, and we're into the final quarter of the first quarter. Johnson, give off the left side, stumbling down for a couple yards to the 7, maybe the 6.
Really nice effort right there by number 40, one of the linebackers,
That's Robert Wagner. Made a great effort being blocked, reached around, was able to grab the legs of Steele, who's a strong running back, and make the play.
Second and goal from the 7. Again, if Chi High was somehow able to force a field goal attempt here, that would be a big win in this first quarter. Menominee, twin tight ends, threw in the backfield behind Johnson. Johnson will give to Schaefer. Schaefer taking his time. He'll split it outside and diving toward the pylon. He'll come up a little bit short as there's a big collision. A couple players in the way there for Chi High, denying him the end zone, including Simon Fish. The junior DB got out there, and that is not an easy task.
No, certainly you saw him get through two tacklers. The third one finally was able to knock him out of bounds. A really nice, strong run by Steele. He's a good running back, and he has a nice offensive line working in front of him. It's going to be a big task all night for the Chi High defense.
Third and goal from the 1 yard line for the Mustangs. No score, 2:18. The clock is stopped. Power eye formation behind Johnson. Johnson gives to his up back, plunging into the end zone. Touchdown. And that was Higby on the carry from 1 yard out. And it's 6-0 Menominee.
Yeah, and that was a pretty easy one for him, just running off the right guard. Hole was open, and he was able to get into the end zone.
So 6-0 pending the PAT as Menominee strikes first. Now number 34, Ryan Dingwall, for the extra point. Snap, spot, the kick is good, and it's 7-0 Menominee. The Miracle Minute coming up between quarters 1 and 2. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson.
45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
No play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
Seven-zero Menominee. And the kick down to the 10-yard line. The 15, the 20, 25, the 30, making a stiff arm there and dodging a man across the 30-yard line. A nice return. Up to about the 32, waiting on a number for that for Chi High. There's a player for Menominee.
Yeah, that again was number 29, Jalen Smith. And just a little bit of experience there. The play was blocked really well. He had a seam up the middle, but he wanted to take it outside of the blocker and end up getting tackled at the 34, which is a great start, but that had potential for 6.
They're going to play her for Menominee down around the 32-yard line. We're going to take a quick 30-second break and be back on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Menominee player getting to his feet, now being helped to his feet at about the 31-yard line. I believe that's Cody Kazmarek, number 6, 6'2", 220, defensive lineman, a senior. So good to see him able to walk off, but certainly walking off slowly and with assistance here, and hopefully that's nothing serious for that young man as Menominee leads Chi High 7-0.
You don't want to make too much off first drives, but impressive from Menominee Mustangs. You know that one of the things that Chi High defense does really well is to make adjustments. And now the offense has had a time to talk things over. Let's see what they come back with in their second possession.
Again, join us tonight on Cardinal TV as well. Chris Perry running the live stream. Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Early movement from which side is the question before this play begins. The lights have come on this gorgeous Friday night in early September.
Always tough when, you know, it's hard enough against this defense, and now you need to go 15 yards for the first down. Just the Menominee defense was moving around a little bit, and one of the offensive linemen got a little excited and jumped a little early.
First and 15 for the Cards, trailing 7-0. And in motion left to right, jet sweep, that's Jackson Bolin. Bolin cutting it up across the hashes, spins up to the 30-yard line and falls forward close to the 35.
Okay, thank you, Jackson Bolin. There's a play where normally he's always trying to get to the outside, and this time the seam opened up a little earlier, and he cut it up inside, and he got 6 yards on it, and that's about what it was blocked for, so good effort by him and a nice second down or first down play to get back the penalty at least.
Got the penalty yardage and one more. Just over 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Chi High down by a touchdown, second and 9 from their own 35. This is their second possession of the game. Ball on the far hash, delayed give. Right up the middle. I believe that's Xander Neal. We're going to see if it's Xander Neal or Jackson LeMay, but not a lot of running room. And as we go down to Dave Hutzler, Dave, third and long is maybe not something this Chi High offense has been real comfortable yet in the first three games of the season.
No, I would hope that at some point things click for them. And we have a lot of high-risk, high-reward plays, and sooner or later the breaks are going to go our way on that.
So this is a third and 6 for Chi High. Single receiver to the left, twins to the right from the gun, Mason Von Hayden. From his own 38, Jalen Smith in motion left to right. Von Hayden, option look right side. Menominee sniffs it out and yanking down by an ankle. Jackson LeMay goes down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, very, very well done by the defense. They spread things out. They had defenders in the right spots. Good decision by Von Hayden. He had to pitch it. And LeMay makes one guy miss, but there's a second, third, fourth Mustang there to clean up. And so very disciplined, very good defensive effort. And we have at no point yet tried to go vertical on this defense, so they're able to pack it in and contain our run.
And Menominee has not allowed any points, outscoring opponents 91-25 through their first three games. Thank you for that math from Brandon Berg of the Chippewa Herald. As we reach the end of quarter number one, the Miracle Minute coming up here at DeRay, raising money for veterans. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Menominee comes after the punt. Chi High able to get it away. Up into the lights as it trickles out of bounds
close to the 30-yard line. I believe they'll mark it at the 30.
So Menominee not as prime field position to start their second drive, but they lead 7-0 as we're 7 seconds into the second quarter.
What I got out of that was about a 33-yard for net on that, and so that is much improvement for the last couple of weeks. That punt was really nice. It got up high, had a good spiral on it. When it hit, it got the favorable bounce, and so big improvements by our punting game from last week to this one.
And always good to see the freshman players in their jerseys with those buckets for the miracle minute, hoping to set a new record for money raised.
Oh, boy.
Johnson rolls out right, has a man wide within the 40-yard line, 45-50 down the sideline. Big collision in front of the Chi High sideline, but that was number 15. I say big number 15, that's how you can describe most of these receivers for the Mustangs, but that one is Charlie Barron. He's 6'1", 195, a senior. And a gain of
receiver
25.
Started on the left side. Quarterback rolls out to the right. Receivers all run drag routes, essentially, going down at different levels, 10, 15, 20. And then they just drag across the field, and the big man came wide open.
Gain of 24, officially first and 10 from the 46 of Chi High. 30 seconds into the second quarter, power eye formation. Rolling out again is Johnson. Johnson is going to go deep down the middle of the field. Dangerous pass, and oh, goodness. Chi High had three defenders around it, but chose to pull down the receiver instead. Maybe lost the ball in the lights, and that is going to be a 15-yard pass interference.
Yeah, that's one of those where you know you're beat, and you'd rather take a 15-yard penalty than give up a 40-yard pass. And so you just drag the man down so he can't make the play. And so sometimes that's a smart thing to do in that position. You wish you were in better position to defend the ball.
And Dave Hutzler, that was unfortunately an opportunity where the quarterback hung the ball up a bit, and it seemed like maybe there was a chance for the Chi High secondary to make a play.
Yeah, there was definitely contact by their guy first on our man, and had we gone after the ball, we might have had a chance at it, but unfortunately we got a little handsy with him on that.
Again, Menominee has certainly showed their ability here to have a multifaceted offense. We've seen the power running game. They're in a power formation here between tight ends. First and 10 from the 31. Give to Steele Schaefer. Patient runner across the 30-yard line, and he'll drive it down inside the 30 to the 27. A gain of 4. Menominee's in no hurry here, but they're certainly just, I don't know if you'd call it a swagger, Alan, but just a presence about this team this year for Coach Sins, where they are very confident that they're going to continue to move the ball and
absolutely
do what they want.
Yeah, they've had success with everything they've done. Now they're just lining up seven linemen right across the front, three running backs, and they're just running power offense right at us.
Second and six. That's Weir getting the call off the left side. He'll get just a couple. So this will bring up a third and 4 here for the Chi High defense. Again, we've talked about these teams, how Coach Rakovich compared this Chi High team and their situation, replacing 20 of 22 starters, as something very similar to what Coach Sins and Menominee faced last year. They even played some freshmen, which is, I would say, unheard of in Menominee, but some freshmen and definitely sophomores getting playing time last year. But now this returning team from Menominee, 3-0, and looking every bit the unbeaten Big Rivers leader they are. Give to Steele Schaefer. He evades one tackle in the backfield, backs his way close to a first down. I think he might be just shy.
Yeah, the referee's holding up the fist, indicating fourth down.
But again, Schaefer, I mean, he did a phenomenal job turning that into a gain of 3 when it could have been no gain or a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a good effort by Jackson Martin to meet him in the hole. He's able to spin off and still get a couple of yards. But they're just lined up, just power football. Five linemen, three tight ends, two fullbacks, and a tailback. And they're just coming straight at the Chi High defense. And they're not going to make any changes on this play.
Fourth and 1 from the Chi High 22 for Menominee. Again, power formation. Give to the upback Chi High. And those military jerseys storms the runner back, but not before he reaches the 20-yard line. Gain of 2 on fourth and 1. That might have been Higbee again.
Yeah,
John Higbee, yes, who scored the touchdown.
Good effort by Chi High defense to stuff the line. They didn't need much, and so it's only a 2-yard gain, but it's all they needed. They got a first down, new set of downs, and we'll see if they continue just to pound the football or if they want to go back to the passing attack.
Knocking on the door of the red zone here. Ball right outside the 20 from an Omni Power Eye formation on the left side. Johnson going to keep it himself. Johnson throws left side, has a man wide open at the 10 to the 5. Spun out of bounds near the 3, and just an absolutely gorgeous fake, giving credit where credit is due by the Menominee quarterback, Brady Johnson, as he had a chi-high defender going every which way.
The action looks like run, quarterback fakes, as you said, and then he rolls out to the left in this case, and their tight end just did a simple out route, and I don't think there was a defender within 10 yards of him.
First and goal from the 2 for Menominee. Ball on the far hash. They lead 7-0, 8:43 to go in the half. Give off the left side. Chi-Hai stacking it up very nicely, and a gain of maybe 1, but that's it. Now, last year, Chi-Hai lost 20-14 to Menominee, but you may remember the Mustangs there at Williams Stadium went up 20-0 before Chi-Hai was able to find a spark offensively. Certainly hoping not to get in a three-score hole here tonight, but not an easy situation right now for the Chi-Hai defense, as they are behind by a touchdown, and that ball in about 18 inches of the goal line on the south end of the field here at DeRay. Second and goal from inside the 1. Give to Higbee again. Higbee in the end zone for his second touchdown of the night to the Menominee crowd. And the players on the sideline bouncing up and down here as the Mustangs have taken a 13-0 lead with exactly 8 minutes to go in the half.
Yeah, just simple power football. This is the thing we talked about, keys to the game, is that can we stop the power football of Menominee? And so far, through a quarter and a little more, we cannot.
Dingwall looking to go 2 for 2 on PATs. 13-0 Chi-Hai will be out of the hold of Brady Goodman. Cardinals coming after this one. Good snap, good spot, good kick. And it's 14-0 the Mustangs. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-Hai Football.
Menominee set to kick this one away. Chi-Hai in a bit of a hole here, trailing 14-0. 8 minutes left in the half. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hetzler with you on WOGO Sports. Dave Hetzler, excuse me. Chris Perry running the Chi-Hai live stream via CFHS Media on YouTube. Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley. A short pop-up kick fielded at the 25-yard line, straight ahead outside the numbers to the 30 and barreled out of bounds at the 35, probably the best starting field position here of the night for the Cards. The up man that time was Carter Bovey, who had a whale of a game last week at Hudson.
So here you go. This is, you know, Chi-Hai defense normally has always kept their offense in the game, or as a team, they've contributed well. But this is a case where Menominee's going to score some points, obviously. They've not been stopped yet. Chi-Hai, this is the third possession. If we have any chance of being competitive in this game, we need to get points on the board.
7:56 on the clock. Mason Von Hayden with three receivers to his right. Going to flare it out right side. Has Jackson LeMay across the 35-yard line and tripped up. I don't know if he ran into his own blocker
there.
He
did. Yeah, again, I'm not quite sure. We have a good vantage point being way up here in the press box and seeing, but there's a just take it right up the field, but he wanted to go around the defender instead, and when he did that, he got essentially his blocking mate got pushed back into him, and he tripped down for just a 1-yard gain that
could have at least been an 8 to 10 yarder.
And Dave Hutt, so there's certainly a concerted effort this year to try to get some of these playmakers for the Chi High offense in space, especially in the flat.
Yeah, I love that play. It's just our blocker kind of got owned at the point of the block and pushed him back into our back.
Gain of one. Second and nine for the Cards. They'll bring everybody in tight. Operating under center, Mason Von Hayden give off the left side. And a late flag on the takedown as Xander Neal may have been taken down by his face mask. We'll see. He was up to about the 36-yard line for no gain. Let's wait on the penalty here. The Cards could certainly use a break here, trailing 14-0, and a score would do wonders in this game.
Yeah, face mask was the call, so it's going to be a free first down for Chi High.
15-yard face mask. And Chi High will have their first foray into Mustangs territory. The ball will be spotted at the 49 of Menominee, thanks to the penalty.
That play started out with everyone wide. They bunched it in and then ran the jet sweep action. But Menominee had it very well strung out, but they pulled on the face mask. First down, Chi High.
Double wing, double tight for Chi High. First and 10 from their 49-yard line. Mason Von Hayden, the give to Xander Neal, and Neal going to bully his way down to the 46 for a gain of three.
Now, I don't know if I'm mistaken, but I think that's the first time all season now here in game four that we've run double wing, double tight.
I believe it's the first time I've seen them under center these last couple plays, yes. Jalen Smith will check into the game. Actually, we'll send several receivers out there, including Jackson Boland and Abair out there as well. Speedster. Second and eight from the Menominee 47, Chi High trailing 14-0, almost halfway through the second quarter. Single receiver wide to the right, ball on the near hash, twin receivers in the slot to the left. Von Hayden with a man to his left from the gun. Throws it out left side, Jackson LeMay. LeMay loses the ball along the sideline, but it pops out of bounds.
There's a flag on the play also.
Flag is thrown on the far side of the field at the 47. 5:57 is where the clock is stopped. Look for the official here. And we have a procedure penalty against Chi High. So second and eight will become second and 13. It was time to let you know that at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Marked earlier about, again, unfavorable downs and distances have been a struggle for this Chi High offense. Facing a second and long here. Again, you don't need all of it back. You certainly need a positive play as Menominee showing pressure. Flared out to Abair. Abair hit right at midfield, and in fact, he is dragged down shy of the 50. Gain of maybe one.
That was the play that they ran for big yardage against D.C. Everson, scored a touchdown on. Just throw it to Abair in space and see what he can do with his speed. And that time, the Menominee Mustang defense responded really quickly, making the tackle after a short gain.
Cardinals right back up to the line. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Third and 12 from their own 49-yard line, trailing 14-0. With 5:20 and counting to go in the half. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his right. He's going to throw a dart. Got a man across the 45-yard line. Cutting up for a first down inside the 40-yard line. Beautiful pitch and catch and a great run after the catch for the Cards.
So I love that this time they got Von Hayden out on the edge. And then they ran Jackson LeMay across the formation. So when you have a zone defense, they're very good at covering the verticals. But when you run across the field, then you see guys start to open up. Great play, good pitch and catch. Nice run after the catch to get the additional 2 yards for the first down.
So the Cardinals have a first and 10 at the 37 of Menominee. Three receivers left, single receiver to the right. Single back to the left of Von Hayden, the shotgun. High snap, flares it out. Jackson LeMay. LeMay makes a man miss. 25, 20 down the sideline. Jackson LeMay, another big chunk of yardage for the junior.
And this kid is tough to tackle in a phone booth. He's got a lot of good moves. He's quick. And you saw guys just take bad angles on him because he has enough juice to get out of trouble. I mean, the defense was there. LeMay made him look bad.
Dave Hutzler, I'm sure, going back to Nolan, he is really enjoying having a piece like Jackson LeMay to utilize in the offense this year.
You can't really account for him.
Off the left side, breaking through to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown, Xander Neal from 19 yards out. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
That play looked like it was bottom up. You weren't sure. You're waiting for the refs to blow the whistle, and all of a sudden, Xander Neal pops out of the left side, races down to the pylon for the touchdown.
They look bottled up. I was about to do the Johnson roll off red zone read. But Xander Neal, his second touchdown in as many games. Cards were in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. McIntyre for the PAT. It is good, and Chai High trails now by just one score, 14-7. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Chai High trails now 14-7, cutting the deficit in half thanks to that 19-yard run by Xander Neal, the 5'11", 155-pound senior.
That 3rd and 12 first down completion to LeMay was huge. You felt the momentum change at that moment, and the offense caught fire from that point, broke off some nice chunks, got the touchdown. Now this is a different ballgame.
Ethan Fashingbauer has it on the tee. He will drive the right leg into this one. Back to the 12-yard line, cutting laterally across the field. The Menominee return man, and he's going to be stormed and stonewalled inside the 15.
Fantastic. That kick went to the left side of the field. They had the return game to go the other side, and so the runner is trying to go all the way across the field while the Chi High defenders are streaking down. Made the play at inside the 15.
And Dave Hutzler, certainly the energy level has picked up now on that Chi High sideline.
Absolutely, as it should. And I really like what they did on that last series where they were mixing it up between their more spread out stuff and the double wing that we're accustomed to seeing.
Again, make Menominee have to guard against both. 4:26 to go in the half. Menominee, their worst starting field position at their own 14-yard line. They will give right up the middle, and Chi High with those camouflage jerseys swarming to the ball, gain of maybe one, and that's it.
Really good response by the defense. And again, Menominee, they're not making any mystery about what they're trying to do. They're just lining up in power formation and trying to run over us, just power football. That time, Chi High defense met the challenge.
Chi High's first score, again, that crisscross play. 47 crisscross. Coach Rakovich loves to give off the left side up to the 20-yard line and bang down there.
That time it was a pitch action where they just pitched the ball to the running back, and again, he's looking to find a little bit of a crease or a seam. They overpower you on the edge by bringing their fullbacks and their tackle and tight end against you, and you've got a swarm to the football. Great team defense by Chi High.
We're the ball carrier that time. We've called his name quite a bit, almost as much as Steele Schaefer. 3rd and 4, Menominee from their own 20. Ball on the far hash, bringing everybody in. And off the left side, first down for Menominee. Is not sure who the ball carrier was on that far side.
It kind of reminds you a little bit of the old Green Bay Packer power sweep where, hey, we're coming over here. We dare you to stop us. You know what we're doing. but we're going to just outman you to that edge. What I'm looking to see off this is one time where the quarterback does a naked bootleg and keeps it and goes around the other side. He's a good athlete.
Under 3 minutes to play in the half. Johnson under center, power eye formation again on that far half. Johnson back to pass. He's got a wide open pocket, throws left side, has a man sliding to the turf across the 40-yard line up to maybe the 42, gain of 15.
Yep, that's again where the number 11, he's a 6'3 wide receiver or tight end. I don't know, he lined up as a tight end in that play. He comes across the field, lines up on the right side. He comes across the left. Quarterback made a nice throw. Credit to Chi High defense. They were in much better position this time than they had been in previous pass plays.
Again, Johnson had a Mr. Clean type clean pocket there. And all day to throw. First and 10 from their own 41. Pitch to Schaefer left side. Schaefer picking his way across the 45 to midfield and close to another Menominee first down. You think power when you see Steele Schaefer, but his patience and waiting for the holes to open up. That Wisconsin Badgers football philosophy. Don't run to the hole, run through it.
And Menominee is a player down on the field.
We'll take a brief timeout back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Chi High trailing 14-7, 2:19 to go in the half.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Menominee players still down on the far side of the field as we go down to Dave Hutzler here. And Dave Allen was just remarking during that break that this is a very physical game, and it's kind of what you'd expect between Chippewa Falls and Menominee when these two teams tangle.
Yeah, I mean, I know our defensive scheme and how we play, and we're not going to back down. And Menominee's having success right now doing very typical Menominee offensive stuff where they're running the double tight ends with their power eye. And it's like Allen said, it's very smash mouth, but they're having success. So it allows them and sets up those kind of trickier plays where they overload a side or do a boot with the quarterback.
So the Mustangs once again in Chi High territory, leading 14-7. About the 48-yard line, right up the middle. A throw, a long throw, and wide open at the 15-yard line. And inside the 10, uncovered was Brady Goodman. Again, just all day for Brady Johnson as they go play action, and Goodman just right down the seam.
Yeah, credit to the Menominee Mustangs, you know, offensive game plan coordinator. They pound you 8-9 plays in a row, smash-mouth football. And then they fake the run, drop back into a pass, and you're selling out all you can to stop the run, and then you have receivers running behind you. It's a really difficult task for the defense.
I'm pretty impressed so far with Brady Johnson, the junior, and his ability to drive the ball down the field. First and goal again for Menominee from the 9-yard line, leading 14-7. Give off the left side, banging inside the 5-yard line and down to about the 3 for a gain of 6. I believe that was Hayden Weir, the ball carrier, again after Schaefer checked out. Menominee will receive the ball to start the second half, and Coach Sins would like nothing better than to pound one in right before halftime here and go back up two scores knowing you're getting the ball in the third.
Yeah, absolutely. They're in really good position, really in control of the offensive line and or the line of scrimmage, and so that gives you a lot of, you know, options, whether run, pass. And they're doing a good job of mixing it up.
Second and goal from the 3, under a minute to play in the first half, 14-7 Menominee. Two tight ends in a power formation again. Give to Schaefer. He's hit from behind this time, and Schaefer slammed down at about the line of scrimmage. May have gotten a yard if the spot is generous. And both teams have plenty of timeouts. Menominee doesn't look like they're interested in using one at this point.
I think that was number 5, Wes Tanzer, who came from the edge to make that play in the backfield, a nice individual effort. And that's what you're going to need a lot of, is some guys who are defeating their blocks and able to make a play on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
And now we have a timeout taken with 25.9. Timeout taken by Menominee. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Seconds away from the Hy-Vee halftime show. Menominee rushes back to the line out of the timeout. Third and goal from the two. Mustangs lead 14-7. Power eye formation. Ball on the far hash. Now they'll shift the fullbacks to the left side. The flip left side to steal Schaefer. Schaefer barrels into the end zone. Touchdown Menominee with 22 seconds remaining in the half.
Yeah, and they, again, as you said, the shift, they run up seven on the line, and then the quarterback, two fullbacks, and the tailback. And that time they started the fullbacks on the right side. They shift them to the left side, and they overpower you on the edge. And a nice effort by Steele Schaefer to get into the end zone.
And again, when we talk about the battle on the line, Dave Hutzler, I mean, this is something that right now Menominee is just enforcing their will.
Yep, they are absolutely owning it up front. We're going to have to make some pretty good halftime adjustments.
22 seconds remaining before the half. Goodman will hold. Ryan Dingwall, who's 2 for 2 on PATs, will not get an attempt here before the whistles blow. All three touchdowns for the Mustangs have been on the ground. 2 1-yard plunges from Higby. Now a 2-yarder by Steele Schaefer. 20-7 is the score. And the officials running over to the Menominee sideline for something here.
If there's a penalty, they'll get half the yardage, which, you know, they'll go from the 2.5 to the whatever, just less than 2. Might be enough to make them think that they're going to go for a running play again. Maybe get 2 points instead of the 1.
I don't know if we ever saw an indication. And now a timeout taken. It certainly looks like a penalty against Chi High. Now a timeout taken by Menominee, so we'll take a brief 30-second break.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, 680 on your AM dial. Live streaming audio at WOGO.com. You can link up there as well under Sports Schedule to CFHS Media on YouTube. Chris Perry, live streaming for Cardinal TV. 20-0 the Mustangs, and because of that penalty against Chi High, Coach Sins now opting to go for 2. They'll go power eye formation. Roll out is Johnson, and Johnson just going to keep it himself, and he's hit,
oh my goodness, right at the line of scrimmage. He is leveled. No sir.
Chi High stops the 2-point conversion right at the chalk. It's 20-7. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Chi High awaiting this kick, trailing by 13 rather than 14 after the defense slams the door on the two-point conversion attempt. Line drive kickoff headed toward the far sideline, picked up on a bounce at the 15-yard line to the 20, 25, up to about the 30-yard line, and 17.8 seconds left, and all three timeouts for the Cards. Dave Hutzler, I'm not sure if you saw who made that play at the goal line, but it looked like Brady Johnson was going to walk into the end zone, and someone absolutely rocked him.
Jackson Martin came flying out of nowhere and absolutely leveled him. And trying to get cute with a two-point conversion by running your quarterback almost got their quarterback knocked out of the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sometimes you out-coach yourself. Chi High hasn't stopped too many run plays at Menominee, but they decided to do the bootleg, and everyone's packed in. That play's not as effective in that situation.
13-point deficit for the Cards, just under 18 seconds to play in the half. On first and 10, Von Hayden throws right side, got a man ducking out of bounds at the 35-yard line, excuse me. Gain of 6 on first down, 4 seconds come off the clock, 13.9 to play. Again, plenty of timeouts, just not a lot of ticks left on the clock.
But a play like that where you make a goal line stand, or at least, you know, defeat the two-point conversion attempt, that's a positive for the defense. It gives you a little momentum going into the halftime. And then even if the offense, if they don't score, if they get a few successful plays, it just lets you know, hey, we can do this, and the second half might be a different story.
Four wide, split evenly left and right for Von Hayden. Takes a waist-high snap, drops it out right side in the flat. Got a first down up to the 40-yard line, fighting for yardage up to the 41. Cards are going to need to take a timeout here with 6.3 seconds left. They will, we will as well. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Seconds left before halftime here on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Gorgeous Friday night. Chi High trailing Menominee 20-7. Coming out of the timeout, three receivers to the left, single receiver right for Mason Von Hayden from the shotgun. He's going to drop it out in the flat. It's a double pass going deep down the left sideline, looking for Poland. Overshooting him is Jackson LeMay. The halfback pass, I guess you'd say, or the double pass. Chi High with a shot there. Creative play, but not able quite to connect. Before we head to the Hy-Vee halftime show, we'll get again some stats from Dave the Electric Penn Hansen. We'll look at your great plays, great clips, great plays of the half. But quickly down here to Dave Hutzler, in that locker room again, you've got a couple plays, the Xander Neal on the 47 crisscross, the touchdown, that stop on the two-point conversion. You've got some things to build off, but as you mentioned, there's certainly going to be some adjustments needed.
Yeah, the number one thing is on defense, we've got to be able to control that line of scrimmage. Menominee can run their double tight running plays, just their basic bread and butter plays, which sets up all those quarterback fakes and the bootleg passes and those kind of things. Offensively, we just have to build on what we were doing. We didn't have the ball all that much. But on the scoring drive, I think we found a recipe that can work for us by mixing it up between our traditional double wing, double tight stuff and then mixing in some of the more explosive plays.
Again, Chi High has two more quarters to try to pull off a stunner here against the Menominee Mustangs. You talk about that differential. Last time these two teams tangled in Menominee last year, the Mustangs ran 66 plays, Chi High 35. But the Cards did have some late fireworks to get back in that one and put a little bit of a scare in Menominee after falling behind 20-0. We'll see what happens here tonight. It's 20-7 at the break. Coming back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We are back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson.
45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
No play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
It's halftime here in Chippewa Falls as the Marching Cardinals get to set to take the field here at Duray for the first time in 2023. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll get to your great clips, great plays of the half coming up. Also, stats courtesy of Dave the Electric Pen Hansen. But first, Alan Dunham, your thoughts here on the first half. We've heard Dave Hutzler's thoughts. 20-7, Chi-High trails by 13. There have been, again, some sparks for Chi-High, but this is a game where Menominee just is in a lot of ways dominating the areas that they want to dominate here, especially at the point of attack.
Yeah, you're looking at this game and you see that one team is just physically a little bit better than the other team, and they're dominating, controlling the game both offensively and defensively. Everything that Chi-High gets on offense, they're working really hard for. And then defensively, they don't have an answer yet for Menominee's offense. I don't think Menominee's punted this game. They've scored on every time that they've touched the ball. No, maybe they have one punt. I'm not quite sure, actually. No, I don't think they have. No, and so it just kind of gives you an idea of how efficient and effective their offense is at this point. A very tough, very physical game. I think there's been four stoppages for injuries. Chi-High working really hard, playing hard, no question about that. Coach Rakevich said in his pregame interview that he promised that his team would give everything they have, and certainly that's the case.
One score update for you so far. We'll give you more as the Hy-Vee Halftime Show continues. But seeing that Hudson and River Falls locked in a battle 20-20 at the half. Also, Mondovi leading Stanley Boyd 22-14. Certainly a lot of attention being paid to that game between some powerhouse programs there as well. And if we're able to find a score for you, McDonnell tangling with Owen Withy in a battle of state-ranked eight-man squads here tonight. We'll get you those great clips, great plays of the half coming up in just a moment. First, before we go to break, we'll give you some of the sounds of halftime here, your Chi-High marching Cardinals. We'll enjoy this for just a moment along with you. Marching Cardinals as we head to break. We are back in 2.5 minutes as the Hy-Vee Halftime Show continues on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Back in 2.5.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi-High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Let's hear some of the sounds of the first half here on WOGO Sports. Again, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you in the booth, and Dave Hutzler on the sidelines. Dawson Halverson at the Wogo home base in Halley running the controls, and Chris Perry to my left with the Chi High live stream. Make sure you subscribe to CFHS Media on YouTube for these and so many other sporting events and extracurriculars captured on that Chi High Cardinal TV YouTube page. Well, it's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Here are those Great Clips Great Plays of the Half.
Defense responded really quickly, making the tackle after a short gain.
Cardinals right back up to the line. Trips to the right, single receiver left, third and 12 from their own 49-yard line, trailing 14-0 with 5:20 and counting to go in the half. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his right. He's going to throw a dart, got a man across the 45-yard line, cutting up for a first down inside the 40-yard line. Beautiful pitch and catch and a great run after the catch for the Cards.
So I love that this time they got Von Hayden out on the edge, and then they ran Jackson LeMay across the formation. So when you have a zone defense, they're very good at covering the verticals, but when you run across the field, then you see guys start to open up.
10 at the 37 of Menominee. Three receivers left, single receiver to the right. Single back to the left of Von Hayden, the shotgun. High snap, flares it out. Jackson LeMay, LeMay makes a man miss. 25, 20 down the sideline. Jackson LeMay, another big chunk of yardage for the junior.
And this kid is tough to tackle in a phone booth.
Defense this year.
You can't really account for him.
Off the left side, breaking through to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
That play looked like it was bottled up. You weren't sure. You're waiting for the ref to blow the whistle. And all of a sudden, Xander's Neal pops out of the left side, races down to the pylon for the touchdown. The touchdown. Now this is a different ball game.
Ethan Faschingbauer has it on the tee. He will drive the right leg into this one. Back to the 12-yard line, cutting laterally across the field. The Menominee return man, and he's going to be stormed and stonewalled inside the 15.
Fantastic. That kick went to the left side of the field. They had the return game to go the other side, and so the runner is trying to go all the way across the field while the Chi High defenders are streaking down. Made the play at inside the 15.
20-0 the Mustangs, and because of that penalty against Chi High, Coach Sin's now opting to go for two. They'll go power eye formation. And roll out is Johnson, and Johnson just going to keep it himself, and he's hit. Oh my goodness, right at the line of scrimmage, he is leveled. No sir. Chi High stops the two-point conversion right at the chalk. It's 20-7. We're back in 60 seconds. And those are your Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV, back in 2.5.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Less than a minute to go before the third quarter begins here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls on Veterans Night. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, not here tonight. Dave Hutzler roaming the sidelines. Alan Dunham joins me in the booth. Chris Perry with CFHS Media on YouTube. As we finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Your halftime score, Menominee 20, Chi-Hi 7. The Cardinals will be kicking this to the Mustangs to begin the second half. As Alan pointed out earlier, Cardinals have not stopped Menominee yet. No punts for the Mustangs. Cards had a promising opening drive, garnered a couple first downs, but again ran into an unfavorable down and distance and just not able to keep that drive going. But their one scoring drive tonight, well, you heard it in the Great Clips great plays of the half, backed into a third and long, third and 12. And Mason Von Hayden, just a phenomenal pitch and catch with Jackson LeMay to move the chains that eventually led to the 19-yard touchdown scamper on the 47 crisscross by Xander Neal, his second touchdown in as many weeks, and hoping for some more fireworks just like the ones that we saw before the game in the south parking lot with that flyover, the salute, the magnificent flag here tonight, hoping for some fireworks on the field tonight as well for Chi High, trailing 20-7. Thank you to Dave the Electric Pen Hansen for some halftime stats here. Chi High with 7 first downs in the first half. Menominee with 11, outgained by the Mustangs 212-103. Chi High 57 rushing yards, Menominee 101. Menominee's pass for 111 yards, the Cards 46, and 4 penalties for Chi High for 25 yards. 1 penalty for Menominee for 15 yards. Leading rusher for the Cards, Xander Neal, 4 for 28. Jackson LeMay, 5 carries for 11. Steele Schaefer, 12 carries for a 5-yard average. 60 yards gained on the ground the first half. Hayden Weir with 6 carries for 34 yards, so a pretty gaudy average there of just under 6 yards per carry. Jackson LeMay, 3 receptions for 33 yards to lead the way receiving for the Cards. Brady Goodman with 2 for 49, and Charlie Barron with 2 for 42 for the Mustangs. They've certainly picked up some chunk plays through the air. Ready to begin is Fashing Bauer. Absolutely rockets this one back to the 6-yard line, picked up outside the numbers, 10, 15, 20. Big collision across the 20-yard line. And Menominee will start first and 10, shy of the 25. But again, when we look at that first half and mention, Alan, that Menominee didn't punt, and that's probably why we see this differential of over 100 yards, 109 yards in offensive differential right now.
Yeah, sometimes the game of football is pretty simple. And the Menominee, like I say, they're coming straight at us most of the time. They certainly have more in their offensive playbook. They've got some really good. They've got a good passing game. They're a very well-rounded team, so difficult to defend. And I'm always interested to see when they come out in the second half what kind of adjustments were made to combat what Menominee's doing. And they come out with a spread formation, 4 wide receivers.
Twins left and right. For Brady Johnson, the junior. Johnson takes a shoulder-high snap. He's going to flare it into the flat left side. 25, 30, 35, 40 down the sideline. And chucked out of bounds into that Mustang sideline. But not before, a gain of 17, maybe 18. They spot this one out at the 42. Dave Hutzler down the sideline. Any insights into maybe what was told to these Cardinal young men at the half?
I really don't know. I can just guess, you know, from being around the program from years past, that, you know, they talked about controlling the line of scrimmage and such, but I really don't know.
Again, you'd love to be able to get a stop here. You haven't stopped Menominee yet. Give right up the middle, and speaking of a stop, gain of maybe 1 on the play for the running back up to about the 43. I think that was Weir again.
A good individual effort on defense, making that stop a 1-yard gain. Something we haven't said a lot to hold Menominee to a 1-yard gain on a play. So, outstanding job by the defense. Now you need to stack a couple of those together and see if you can force a punt.
Second and 9 from their own 43 for the Mustangs. Again, 4 wide, twins left and right. Brady Johnson takes a waist-high snap, delayed give to Schaefer. Schaefer right up the middle, and Schaefer hits the 45, and then he is hit after a gain of 2. So this will bring up a 3rd and long for the Mustangs. 3rd and 7, still on their side of the 50. They've not punted yet, leading 20-7.
Yeah, in the run game, normally what they'd be doing is just power football, overpowering you, and this time they're spreading out, and for whatever reason, Chi-High defense has responded much better to this kind of a spread formation than they were to the power football.
Jack Zwiefelhofer is on the side closest to us. He has 3 interceptions to lead the way for the Cards. We'd love to get another one here if Menominee puts in the air. 3rd and 7 of the 45. Back to passes. Johnson has a clean pocket. Now he's rolling out to his right. Johnson still looking. Stops, and he's hit, and he is swarmed under by a sea of camouflage at the 39-yard line.
This time the defense did a fantastic job. Everybody was covered up. Quarterback did not feel comfortable throwing down the field. Kind of what we call a covered sack. He thought about rolling out and running for it, but he hesitated, and the Chi-High defense collapsed, making the tackle for a loss.
And Dave Hutzler, it sure looked like Wesley Tanzler was one of the first hats to the ball there.
The first person there was, I believe, Trevor Dombrowski, who forced the quarterback to kind of tuck the ball, and then the cavalry arrived.
Absolutely, number 50. A name we haven't called a lot, made a great play on defense.
First punt of the night for Menominee. Assuming they don't pull a Dan Campbell here. High snap. Pressure is light and a booming kick. Carter Bovey going to field it at the 26, straight ahead between the hashes. Now cutting it outside the number at the 32-yard line, and 4 Mustangs able to drive him back, and the Menominee special teams unit pretty pumped up there. But
2 Menominee Mustangs down on the ground. This is a very physical football game.
We have seen a number of injuries here tonight, and certainly hoping for no more, and hoping that these are nothing serious. There's been a lot of Menominee players that we've seen down there on the field, and as you mentioned, one at the 45. Chi-High started at the 50, the other at the 42. On the opposite side of midfield. We're going to take a quick 30-second break here on WOGO Sports.
Oh. Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Well, as we come back here, one Menominee player is seated still at the 42-yard line. The other is walking a little bit gingerly back to the sideline. That is Ryan Dingwall, the 5'7", 240-pound running back is what he's listed at, but he's also the punter and the place kicker, and he just boomed one to Carter Bovee there. Now the other Menominee player is up as well, and I believe that's Jack Drought, the 5'8 senior, and he's walking a little slowly to the sideline. Again, it has been attrition here tonight.
But I just want to make sure we make comment like this, exactly what you hope for from the Chi-High defense, a three and out. The first punt of the game for Menominee. Fantastic start for them. And now Chi-High getting the ball at the 30-yard line to start this drive and see if they can get points on the board in their first possession.
So first and 10. I believe this is about the best starting field position for the Cards here tonight. 9:26 to go in the third quarter, trailing 20-7. And a little early movement from Jalen Smith, I believe. A slot to the left, and that will back Chi-High up 5 yards to start this possession.
Just a mental mistake. You're not sure of the count. As a wide receiver, you should never be offsides. You're always looking at the ball. When the ball snapped, you start. And that was a running play, especially, too. And disappointing to get a five-yard penalty on that play. Now you started out with first and 15.
Well, Dave Hutzler, we've talked about some of these different weapons, and we talk about Jackson Boland and Jackson LeMay. But Jalen Smith, as a sophomore, has certainly seen a lot of action so far this season.
They're very high on him and his athletic ability. He's just got a little bit of growing to do with varsity time.
First and 15, the Cards. Mason Von Hayden fakes the handoff. Now he's going to tuck it and run. 25-30, ushered out of bounds, very close to the original line of scrimmage. Got at least 4 of the penalty yards back. That time, Von Hayden was flanked by 2 men in the shotgun, faked a delayed handoff, and then took off, wanted to throw. Had to tuck it, got 4, second and 11 coming up.
Very reminiscent of what happened last time they had first and 15. It was a Von Hayden run for 6 yards. That time, they got 4 on this one, getting most of the penalty yardage back.
Second and 11 from their own 29. Now ball on the far hash here at Duray Field. 9:18 to go in the third quarter. Cards trailing by 13, 20-7. Von Hayden from the gun, twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. Running back to his right as well, and another pre-snap penalty. And another procedure penalty against the Cards.
One of the things that I noticed, too, for Mustang defense, an adjustment they've made to try to stop more of the running attack is to bring one of their safeties down closer into the box to help with the run. So just a single safety, which means that if Chi-High does want to go vertical, there's going to be some opportunities if they can defeat a one-on-one coverage. And certainly on that last play of the game, Boland, even with a prevent defense, he still got behind the defense. So I think there are some potential opportunities to take the top off and go deep.
We've seen them throw deep at times to Sam Hebert as well. Just need to connect on one, get right back into this game. Second and 16 from their own 24. Cards going a little bit of the wrong direction on this drive. Back to pass, Von Hayden goes out left side, and Hebert watches it go through his mitts at the 31-yard line.
Really
pass
well
turned him around a little bit.
Yeah, sorry. Really well set up play. They had two receivers. One went deep, and then Hebert cut it off. The defense lost him, and unfortunately, it wasn't able to haul in that pass from Von Hayden. That would have been a nice pickup of around 10 yards.
Sure would have liked to see what would have happened after he caught that, if it had been a reception as well, too, because it sure looked like there was about one Menominee defender in the vicinity with a chance to make a play. But if Hebert shakes him,
yeah,
possibilities
absolutely
there. Third and 16, the Cards. Man in motion left to right. Back to pass, Von Hayden setting up a screen, and Menominee blowing it up at the point of attack.
Fumble.
And the ball may have popped loose as well right at the line of scrimmage. I think Chi-High fell back on top of that, but third and 16 will become fourth and 16.
It's hard enough to defeat a good defense, to overcome them, and then it's another thing altogether to defeat yourself. You know, when you're making penalties like that, it just makes it all the harder to get first downs, and unfortunately, Chi High has to punt the ball away.
Good snap, a high booming punt, and fair caught at the 44-yard line.
Coach Mo has really been working with the special teamers. Fantastic punt.
Really looked good. 8:43 to go in the third quarter. The teams trade punts on their first two possessions of the second half. Menominee, good starting field position. The Chi High defense will be called upon once again here. Again, Menominee's allowed just 25 points in their first three contests. All wins, of course. They're 3-0 on the season. Chi High 1-2. Menominee right up there at the top of the Big Rivers Conference. Again, just one conference game played so far. So Hudson up there, New Richmond, Eau Claire North, also unbeaten.
Now Menominee coming back to the power offense.
Give on the end around, across the 45-yard line, spilled just shy of the 50. That was number 15, I believe, on the ball carry, Charlie Barrand.
That was a wrinkle we haven't seen. Normally it's just been straight ahead running out of that formation. This time, as you said, the end around, where the action starts off to the left, and then the tight end or wing back comes around almost like reverse action to the right side. Nice pickup of 5 yards.
Gain of five for Barrand. Again, power eye formation, ball on the near hash. Goodman give off the right side. I believe that's Weird. Weird just planted into the turf as he crossed midfield. Chi High saying the ball came loose. I'm not sure if the officials are buying that, though.
Will Tanzer made the play. And that's a name, that's a player I've been looking to see if he's going to come up and make some special plays, because he's one of the most talented defenders we have. And they're a great individual effort by him making a 3rd-and-2.
So Zwiefelhofer along with Wesley Tanzer getting off that pile, and it's 3rd-and-3 for Menominee. They've traversed past midfield at the Chi High 47-yard line. And Menominee breaks the huddle and jogs to the line. Power eye formation set up to the left. Goodman going to pitch it left side to Steele Schaefer. Schaefer following his blocking. Big hole, 45, 40-yard line. Inside the 40 down to the Chi High 38 with another player on the field, this time for Chi High. A little bit slow getting up near the 44-yard line. Not seeing yet a number on who that is.
Looks like it's Colton Petzka.
Colton Petzka a bit shaken up here on this one again. Schaefer with the first down.
Isaiah Baining coming in to take his position on the defensive end side. They often rotate.
7:15 to play here in the quarter. 20-7. Cards trail by 13. Petzka is up and walking back to the sideline unassisted, but a little gingerly here.
Yeah, the first series the Menominee had, they came out with a spread formation. Not really to throw the ball, but to run from that. Chi High was able to stop them on 3 plays. Now they come back to the formation they had so much success with in the first half, running that power formation with 7 on the line, and then the two fullbacks and a tailback, and that was so successful for them. And certainly they're not going to try to outcoach themselves and get cute. They're going to go back to what worked first half, and it's having success now in the second possession.
Mustangs back to the line with 2 tight ends and 3 men in the backfield. Goodman, Johnson rather, under center. Johnson back to pass. Deep play action. He's going to flare it out left side, looking for Schaefer. Schaefer makes an over-the-shoulder catch inside the 25. He's barreled out of bounds near the 17. Showing some of his versatility, the senior steals Schaefer out of the backfield, and a nice touch pass floated out there along the right sideline.
Yeah, and then again, like they do, they run, and then out of that same formation, fake the run, but then the running back and the tight ends go vertical, and a really nice pass play, good coverage, but just a better play by the offense.
In the red zone again, the Mustangs. And that power offset eye formation. Flip to Weir. Weir on the left side finds a small crease inside the 20 down to the 15. Gain of 3 on first down as we are 30 seconds away from the halfway point of quarter number 3. Chi High still trails by 2 scores, 20-7, but the Mustangs threatening. They Possessed the ball three times in the first half. Scored on all three. Five total possessions for Menominee. Three touchdowns so far. Trying to score on four out of five is some pre-snap movement here that may back Menominee up 5 yards, make a second and seven, a second and 12. And again, down to Dave Hutzler here. When you are facing, again, an offensive line like Menominee that really has been dominant on the line of scrimmage, is there anything just in terms of scheme, stunts, etc., that you can do to try to combat that, or does it just have to come down to grit and muscle against muscle?
I think we at this point we have to try any stunts and blitzes that we can to try to get something to break.
Speaking of blitz, Chai High comes from the right side and pulls down the quarterback Johnson for a sack.
I believe that was number 32, Isaiah Baining, coming from the defensive end position. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Again, it's a little bit harder to see the numbers with the camouflage jerseys, but a huge play defensively by Chai High nonetheless to get a sack. And, you know, as much as Chai High is not as comfortable on those longer distances, Menominee isn't exactly either. They are a run-first team, and the run sets up the pass. And when you have to do a pass first, it's different. It's harder on the offense.
Second and seven becomes third and 16. Johnson back to pass under heavy pressure, and he tries to set up a screen, and that just hits the dirt. Great pressure applied on the play that time for the Cards by Braden Hageman, the 5'11 junior defensive lineman, and it is fourth and very long for the Mustangs. We'll see how much they trust their kicking game, and especially notable too because their kicker, who certainly has the leg, Ryan Dingwall,
he is injured. Mm-hmm. He is coming out on the field.
So good to see that he's able to be back out there. But the Mustangs are not going to kick it on 4th and 18. Operating under center. Back to pass, Brady Johnson. Johnson goes left side, hangs it up, broken up, and caught, I believe, but out of bounds.
Fantastic defense.
Turnover on downs.
Yeah, there was a ball torn up in the air to their tall receiver. Defense was able to bat it up in the air. The receiver did eventually catch it. By that point, he was out of bounds, incomplete play, and Chai High will take over again. Take over at about the 26-yard line.
Dave, were you able to see who was in coverage on that play?
I believe Simon Fish is the one that went up and tipped the ball. I didn't catch the number of the other player that came over there and helped knock the Mustang out of bounds.
Again, good throw. I mean, that's something that we've said most of the night here from Brady Johnson, but as long as he catches it anywhere outside the green, you're okay with that in the secondary.
Did confirm that was Isaiah Bainin on the sack on the second down play, and then leading to eventually Menominee turning the ball over on downs.
Now the Cards with 5:06 to play in the third quarter, still trailing by just 13. And we have another whistle pre-snap, but a timeout taken by the Cards. We're back in 60 seconds. This is WOGO Radio coverage of Chai High football.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Well, we do apologize to you. Apparently, the officials brought the action back 30 seconds quicker than typical. And Chai High, a great play. And a little flare screen out in the flat to Jackson LeMay. And LeMay takes it all the way up to the 43-yard line. Trailing 20-7. out to Hebert. Hebert dodges a man at the 45 to the 50 down the sideline. 45-40, Hebert. Another chunk play for the Cards, and they are in business on the Menominee side of midfield.
Yeah, and both those plays, just quick passes to your speedy receivers, and they did nice jobs of just going up the field, using the blocks very effectively. Back-to-back first downs, a little momentum going for this offense.
Cards down to the 41 of the Mustangs. 4:34 to play here, third quarter. Again, Chi High forced a turnover on downs just a few moments ago. Twin receivers right, single receiver left, ball in the near hash. Von Hayden calls for the ball. Delayed give right of the middle. That's Jackson LeMay. He dances inside the 40-yard line and pushes the pile down to the 36 for a gain of 5.
Really nice job by the offensive line making a crease, and he does not need a lot of space to get through. He's such a quick athlete. If he has a little bit of space, he's going to squirt through it.
Second and 5. Chi High from the 36. And Dave Hutzler, this certainly opens things up when you have to protect the edges if you're the Menominee defense.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got some dangerous skill guys on that can make some noise on the outside.
Under 4 minutes to play. Again, a delayed give off the right side. This is Preston Alger, and Alger from his tight end position goes in the backfield and runs for a first down inside the 30 and down to the 29, gain of 7.
I got to think this is his first carry of the year, at least that I can recall.
It's a wrinkle.
And they lined him up as a fullback, and very effective run off the right edge for another first down.
Mr. Nolan Hutzler showing some creativity with the weapons that he's got all over the field. Cardinals getting closer to that Johnson roll-off red zone. Trips to the left, right along the hash. Single receiver right outside the 20-yard line. Von Hayden will flare it out to LeMay. LeMay is going to have to make a man miss. He does with a stiff arm. 30, 25, 20. LeMay back into the middle of the field and all the way down inside the 15-yard line, refusing to go down. Jackson LeMay.
That was a true wide receiver screen, but one of the wide receivers completely missed their blocks. There was a defender immediately in LeMay's face. He deployed the stiff arm and definitely got away from the defender and scooted up the sideline for a first down. I mean, absolute individual, great individual play.
Great use of deployed on Veterans Night here. The tie-ins all over the place. Again, if we didn't tell you before, $2,508.25 in the
nice
Miracle Minute for our veterans. Wonderful. First and 10 from the 16. Right up the middle is LeMay. LeMay inside the 10-yard line. He's stacked up there at about the 9, gain of 7 on first down as the Chi High offense with a little mojo here.
Again, I'm sorry, just giving him a little bit of crease. You see the quickness, and obviously in radio you can't see the quickness, but when he has a little bit of crease, when he doesn't get met right in the backfield and he's able to excel through the hole, he does that so well, and he picks up a 6-7 yard gain on first down.
Cards in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRollOffService.com. Gave up the middle. Again, I believe that may have been Xander Neal this time, or is that LeMay again? It is LeMay again. LeMay for a couple yards down to the 7.
They're finding something right off either left guard or right guard in the center combination. They're getting enough of a push, and LeMay with his speed is able to wedge in there. Now a third and short.
Third and 1 officially from the 7-yard line of Menominee. Chi High trailing 20-7, final 2 minutes of the third quarter. Hebert split out to the right, trips in the slot to the left, ball in the near hash. Von Hayden from the gun, pre-snap movement. He gave it to Neal, who had a little bit of a gap off the right side, but this is going to make a 3rd and 1, a 3rd and 6 for the Cards. And you have to figure at this point, down 13, that this is 2-down territory the way this game has gone.
Oh, absolutely, no question about it. Points are at a premium. But now you got 3rd and 6 instead of, you know, what we had before, just a 3rd and 1. So these penalties are killers.
Yeah, Dave Hutzler, certainly just some of these unforced errors have not been helpful, to say the least.
That's kind of been the MO for us this year, where we know we have a young team, and sooner or later you would hope you would outgrow some of those young mistakes.
Xander Neal flanking Mason Von Hayden, 3rd and 6 from the Menominee 12. Chi High trailing by 13 points. Man in motion left to right. There's a little shovel pass to LeMay. LeMay finds a crease. 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, is he in? Oh, he's just a little bit short. Jackson LeMay gets the first down and was leaning toward the end zone. He wanted it. I wanted it. Everybody here did. And the officials just being the buzzkills and saying he didn't get in.
To me, this is the advantage of film work and understanding how the blocking is working, because in past weeks on these where they're running out to the edge on these sweep plays where the receiver's on the left side and he's running all the way across the formation, he's cutting up inside the blocks instead of going around, and a very effective play for a first down.
First and goal from the one. Hebert wide out to the left. Everybody else in tight. Von Hayden going to keep it himself.
Touchdown.
Off right and into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Tip your cap to this offensive line. They are starting to show their grit and moving back this Mustang defense. That's the key to everything that's having success right now is the offensive line.
It's 20-13, and Dave Hutzler, that was just power against power there.
Yeah, we actually brought in Braden Hagman, one of our D linemen, to be part of a heavy package there. I couldn't quite catch the number of the other guy that was in there. Kind of in a Menominee-looking formation out of pistol.
High snap, and it's blocked by Menominee as Fashenbauer not able to get to it, so it remains a full 7-point deficit. But Chai High back on the board, 27.4 to go in the third. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports, WOGO Radio, and Cardinal TV, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. The block PAT by Steele Schaefer. Ethan Fashenbauer now has it on the tee at the 40-yard line, but this is a 7-point game, Alan Dunham.
This is so exciting. What a difference a half can make. I mean, this third quarter now has been dominated by Chi High. They've stopped Menominee twice. They've scored themselves, and now we're looking at a much different game. The way the first half was ending, it looked really discouraging. But you come out, you play both halves, and now Chi High has a lot of momentum going for themselves.
Fashenbauer, the senior, will drive it into the far corner, but it's going to hit out of bounds at the 7-yard line.
I'm telling you, that was out by about 6 inches.
It was almost a perfect placement.
Yeah, but he is really driving the ball. This, you know, former soccer player, first year playing football, and he is improving so much every game. Ethan, very good athlete, just figuring out what the kicking game is all about. He's going to be an asset.
Dave Hutzler going back to that touchdown drive again, seeing the varied pieces, the facets of this offense.
Well, we found something that worked with LeMay. We were just running off the left side, running like just a base block, and we were getting big chunk yards with that.
So Menominee will start first and 10 from the 35. Off play action. Johnson rolls left. He's got a man across the 35-yard line. Stood up, stormed back near the 37. That was Brady Goodman with the catch. He led the way with 2 receptions for 49 yards. In the first half. I believe this is his first carry of the second half, and that should take us to the end of the third quarter. We head to the final frame on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls underneath these beautiful Friday night lights on a September night. Don't go anywhere, friends. We have a one-score game after three complete. Chi High trails Menominee 20-13. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow compare and save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
The fourth quarter begins here in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham in the booth. Dave Hutzler on the sidelines. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Chris Perry running the CFHS Media Cardinal TV live stream. Menominee will start with a pitch to Steele Schaefer right side. Chai High strings it out and drops Schaefer after, I believe, a gain of one, if that.
I think that's the best effort I've seen against this play. And again, they probably run it 15 times. The power eye, the pitch to Steele Schaefer. Excellent job of rallying to the football, getting off blocks, and making a play.
He may have even lost a yard.
This is a great atmosphere. The crowd is into it. The Menominee stands are full. The Chi High stands are full. Everybody's into the game.
Menominee's won 8 straight. Cardinals have not beat Menominee since level 2 of the playoffs in 2015. 3rd and 8 from their own 37. Back to pass is Johnson. Deep drop. He's setting up a screen. He's got Schaefer at the 33-yard line. The 35, the 40, the 45. Cut down shy of the 50, but Schaefer does the damage on 3rd and long on the screen.
Yeah, really well set up on the screen play. Not enough of the Chi High defense recognized it soon enough, and by the time they rallied to the football, Schaefer had already gotten the first down.
I believe the 2nd reception for Schaefer. Both went for first downs, both big chunk plays.
But something very encouraging, the Chi High defense, what's happening right now at this point in the game is so different than the first quarter where everything was coming easy for Menominee. Now everything's getting a lot harder. The gains are much smaller. And so, but Chi High, essentially for Chippewa to get this game, they're going to need to get a stop.
Johnson back to pass. Rainbows deep down the middle of the field. Got an over-the-shoulder catch inside the 20-yard line, and that is once again Brady Goodman.
Man, and just as I say that, Menominee runs 3 verticals, 3 sprints right down the field on a set up by a run fake. And a really nice arm by this Menominee quarterback. Finds his receiver, number 1, for a big gain.
And Dave Hudson, that's just a big target out there, but the throw was on the money.
Watching him in warm-ups, I could tell that he's very, very accurate. And again, that play is set up by the trying to stop their run.
1st and 10 from the Chi High 13 for Menominee. They haven't scored yet here in the second half. Give right up the middle. I believe that's Higby again, the fullback, who scored the first couple touchdowns of the game for Menominee, and he gets 3 down to the 10. 20-13, the Mustangs. Still a lot of time left in this game as we're just over 2 minutes into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's a physical game, but it's also an emotional game. It's a game of momentum, and Chi High certainly had momentum going, but you could feel how much the crowd and the energy was deflated by that long pass from Menominee. But safe Chi High defense can bow up here and hold them to a field goal attempt.
I believe that was a 39-yard passing play, if my quick math is correct. 2nd and 7 from the 10-yard line of Chi High. Pitch right side to Steele Schaefer, following his blocking, picking his way to the 5-yard line. He's loose into the end zone. Touchdown from 10 yards out. Steele Schaefer makes it 26-13. Menominee's doubled up on Chi High.
Yeah, fantastic job by Menominee offense getting out there, holding on to their blocks and giving Schaefer a lot of room to work. And he started on the right side, and he's cutting it back, angling it to the left, and was able to find enough green space for the touchdown.
Menominee's 4 touchdowns have all come on the ground. 2 from Schaefer, 2 from Higby. 26-13. The Mustangs will go for the traditional PAT again. Good to see Ryan Dingwall after he was banged up earlier. Back out there, out of the hold, the talented receiver Brady Goodman, whose reception of 39 yards set this one up.
Fake.
Now a fake and running untouched. The snapper into, or rather the holder, into the end zone for a two-point conversion. It's 28-13. Menominee, we are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals football.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Well, a blow from Menominee now. How will Chi High respond? A third and long conversion. A 39-yard passing play, and then Steele Schaefer from 10 yards out, plus a two-point conversion, makes it 28-13 Chi High. Kickoff picked up at the 10, 15, 20, 25, and roped out of bounds, I believe, is Boland near the 30.
Yeah, Boland's been pretty quiet tonight. Still waiting for the Boland era to take off here at Chi High, and his touches have been really limited on the offensive side of things. Would love to see him get involved, but LeMay's been effective, and certainly the runs inside with Neal as well, and Von Hayden on the edge with the option. We'll see what they have going this series, because certainly they're going to need to score whenever they get the ball and then hope for some turnovers from the defense.
9:03 to go in the game. Chi High now trailing by 15, 28-13. It's 20-7 advantage at the break. Cards pulled within 7 a few minutes ago. Off the left side, I believe that's Carter Bovey, and Bovey out there to the 35 to the 40-yard line. Spun down, but not before gaining a first down. Carter Bovey, we saw him carry the ball a little bit last week against Hudson as well. Getting your athletes out there.
Yeah, very tough run for Carter Bovey. Ran with a lot of determination. Took 3-4 Mustangs to bring him down.
He was jogging to the sideline, and now he is coming out. It looked like they were going to send him back to the huddle for a moment. So first and 10, the Cards from their own 41-yard line. 8:33 to go, trailing 28-13 here in the fourth quarter. Trips just inside the hash to the right. Single receiver to the left. Mason Von Hayden calls for the ball. Delayed give left side. Menominee able to snimmy that right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. And a little maybe late extracurricular action from the Menominee defenders. And I think a couple players from Chi High maybe taking a little exception to that.
Yeah, the end result is no gain. Nice job defensively from the Mustangs.
Second and 10 from the 41 now. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Von Hayden, designated rollout to his right. Von Hayden still holding, waiting, and finally will just duck ahead and out of bounds at the 42-yard line. May have actually stretched the ball out all the way up to the 44, so a nice gain of 3 on a play that didn't really have anything going on there for Von Hayden with good coverage down the field.
They ran everything to the short side of the field. Menominee did a good job of getting people out there. It was pretty well muddled up, as he said, and the only real option for Von Hayden there was to run and get what he could out of it.
Third and 7 now for the Cards. Needless to say, a vital third down conversion needed here. 4 wide, split 2 and 2 left and right. Von Hayden flared out left side. That's Boland. Boland at the 45-yard line, trying to spin his way forward up to the 49. So gain of 5, so that will make this 4th and 2. You have to figure the Cards have no other option at this point. Two timeouts left, but trailing by 15.
Sorry, they are staying out there. They're near midfield. You're down two scores. You do have to go for these opportunities. They're bringing in their heavy package that Hutzler was talking about in the first half.
Mason Van Heden gets the play call and will jog back to the sideline. Ball in the near hash, hurrying up to the line. The Cards on fourth and two. Hebert split out wide to the left. Everybody else in tight. And now whistles come and a timeout taken by Menominee. We'll step out and be back in just 30 seconds to set up this crucial fourth down back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Quick scoring update. How about the offensive explosion from Hudson? The Raiders lead River Falls 48-20 in the fourth quarter. Chi High hoping for an offensive explosion here as they trail by 15 with 7:05 to go in this game on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, on the sidelines here with a fourth and two for the Cards. 49-yard line, their side of the 50. Double wing, double tight, 47 crisscross. Jackson LeMay has it. LeMay is loose. 45-40, 35-30 down the sideline. Outrunning everyone with a stiff arm. Five to the end zone. Diving is the end. He is touchdown. 51 yards to the house. Jackson LeMay.
When Chai really needs a play, even though they've barely run the double wing, double tight all year, they come back to it. And I was nervous about it because when you don't practice or use something a lot, how effective is it? But they do the crisscross, and it's with LeMay getting the football, getting to the edge, and that was all she wrote. He ran past the defense. Outstanding effort by the Chi-Ha offense on a huge fourth and two play.
Goodness gracious. Dave Hustler, how about the fireworks there?
Well, that's kind of wild, isn't it? But I will tell you this. These Cardinals have been running the crisscross since they came out of the womb, I think. And that shows the importance of having some sort of a base offense from the lower levels on up, because even though they don't run it that much this year, it's not an unfamiliar thing for them.
Snap, spot, kick for the PAT. It is good, and Chi High back within a single score. It's 28-20 with 6:54 remaining in the fourth. Back in 60 seconds, this is Cardinal football on WOGO Sports.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The junior Jackson LeMay, we were asking for fireworks. We got some on fourth and two, a 51-yard TD dash. Now Ethan Fashingbauer, the senior, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line in an 8-point game. Chi High trailing 28-20. Fashingbauer drives this one back to the 7-yard line, cutting across the hashes at the 10-yard line. Met there, spinning, reversing direction. The Chi High special teams swarms him back inside the 10-yard line.
Just a fantastic effort. First of all, by Ethan Fashenbauer, this time keeping it inbounds down the center of the field, but nice and high, giving the team great time to get down, and then they just corralled the runner. And then now Menominee for sure is starting out with their worst field position of the game.
And now we see Dave Hutzler. It's gut check time for this Chi High defense?
Yeah, let's go. I think we're up to the task. We've got plenty of time to get the ball back to the offense. Let's go.
28-20, 6:45 to go in the game. Maybe we should say in regulation. And a late penalty, I believe, because this spot is now inside the five. In fact, all the way down to the two for Menominee. And so I can only assume an illegal block or a hold.
Yeah, I didn't see the refs make any kind of indication, nor did I see a flag on the field. But they are starting at about the 2 or 3 yard line.
How about a safety, as long as I'm being greedy? For the 3 yard line officially, bringing everyone in tight. Give off the right side, and a lot of running room there across the 10-yard line and close to a first down. Now a steal, Schaefer, on the handoff of Brady Johnson.
Yeah, they're going back to their bread and butter, which the power offense, two fullbacks, and they pitched it off to the right side, and Steele made a 9-yard gain, which from the shadow of your goalposts, essentially, that's a great start for them.
Carter Bovey was on the stop. Second and one. Menominee, again, they would love to not only punch another one in, but just eat up the rest of this clock. Second and one from their own 12-yard line. Power formation. Well, tight ends give right up the middle to the fullback, and that should be enough for Menominee. First down up to the 15-yard line, or just shy of it, gain of three.
Yep, they're going to pound the run, but then you always have to keep in mind that they'll do the fake run and go deep with the vertical routes as well. And so you can't completely abandon and just load up to stop the run, because they do have a very effective pass. And this quarterback is very smooth. He's a very accurate passer. I mean, I think they could be pretty effective if they just sat back and passed the whole game. But their MO mainly is to run the ball and to pound right at you.
Higbee was the ball carrier there. So first and 10. Menominee from their own 15. We're 6 seconds away from the halfway point of quarter number four in a 28-21 score game. Mustangs with the lead over your Chippewa Falls Cardinals here on WOGO Sports. Pitch right up the middle, up to the 21, maybe the 22. Gain of close to seven on first down. I think that was Hayden Weir on the carry. Or no, I believe that was a new ball carrier. That might have been number three, James Huff.
Colton,
he's a
5'5"
junior.
Sorry, just seeing Colton Pesca come into the game. He had gone off injured a while ago, so nice to see him getting back into the game.
Absolutely. It is a gain of seven for Huff on first down. Second and three, the Mustangs from their own 22-yard line. Two tight ends, three in the backfield. Johnson flip right side. That is Steele Schaefer. Schaefer will dodge and dive his way forward across the 25 up to the 26, maybe even the 27-yard line. It will move the chains and keep the clock moving as well for the Menominee Mustangs. Ball officially spotted just shy of the 26. Gain of four. They needed three. Red, white, and blue clad Cardinals student section is still hyped here.
Yes, you're watching the clock tick down now, just under 5 minutes. And so you're going to have to stop. They've got a long ways to go. They got 75 yards to go. And they don't care if they get there or not. They're just going to drain down this clock with a run game.
Johnson under center. Pitch right side. Finding a little bit of a gap across the 30-yard line and nosing forward to the 34. Gain of eight. And again, just chunk plays for this Menominee running game. And Dave Hutzler, at some point, is there a run blitz that you suspect might be coming here?
I'm not sure. They've got to kind of pull out all the stops here, because Menominee's just carving them up right now and just winding that clock down.
Second and two, and again, yes, the clock, a significant factor, 4:07 and counting, and the Cardinals do not have their full complement of timeouts. Johnson, the pitch, that's Schaefer. Schaefer off left end. He has the first down and Moores. He'll drag defenders with him across the 40 up to the 42. Clock will stop to move the chains and then wind again. Gain of eight.
This is a lot of fun. If you're an athlete, you're out on the field right now, you know it's up to you to make a stop. And so you're giving it everything you have, and it's a great gut check, a character check, whatever you want to call it. This is man-on-man football. It's a lot of fun to watch, and it's really fun to be a part of it as those athletes are down on the field right now.
Test of wills here. First and 10, the Mustangs. Again, two tight ends in this power formation. Johnson, the junior, under center, pitch right side, steals Schaefer. Schaefer off right end. He's hit the 45-yard line, still falls forward for a couple more. They'll say the knee went down just past the 46. So a gain of 4. Depending on which spot. Now they're going to give him the 47, so gain of 5.
Menominee is running a pretty steady diet of an inside toss and an outside toss. It's like the most bread and butter plays that they have, and they're just switching back and forth between them.
And again, you talk about the double wing and the crisscross, the identity from youth football on for Chi High. Well, this is what we're seeing from Menominee as well. This is their comfort level. This is their comfort food, so to speak, the mashed potatoes and gravy of what Menominee football is all about. Now loose up the middle. Inside the 40-yard line and all the way down to the 37, a huge chunk.
Yeah, now, just as we said that, they run a fullback dive to Higbee, and he broke free for a big pickup. Now they're already down to the 37.
And so the reason that is so successful is because they keep doing the two different tosses, kind of the inside toss, the outside toss, and then that they give to that nearest fullback, and it hits really quick.
And something Menominee doesn't really do is turn the ball over, but what you need to be thinking about right now is the defense. You don't have enough time to stop them. You need to get a turnover here so you really start to be working on that ball.
28-20, the Mustangs. Power eye formation. Pitch to Schaefer. Inside the 35-yard line, still bowling his way forward. Just inside the 31, gain of over 6.
First man kind of wrap up, and then everybody else come and attack the football to see if you can get it loose, because the clock is going to run out.
90 seconds left in this game. Chi High trailing 28-20, and this might be, if it ends up being a successful time-killing drive, the biggest statement that Menominee has made all night. Chi High's made some splash plays, some flash plays, but Menominee absolutely asserting their dominance on this final drive. Second and 4 from the 31-yard line. Off right guard this time for a first down inside the 25. And down to about the 23. And now I believe a timeout will be taken with a minute 2 remaining. Timeout taken by Chi High. We'll step out and be back in just 30 seconds, back in a half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinals football.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Welcome back. 1 minute, 2 seconds in front of a very full house here at Dray Field in Chippewa Falls. A minute, 2 is all that remains in this very entertaining contest between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Menominee Mustangs. Menominee 3-0 on the season, 1-0 in the BRC. Chi High 1-2, 0-1 in conference action. And 28-20 is our score. Coach Rakovich just used his timeout. Now Menominee will go into a victory formation and take a knee. We'll just have to do that one more time. Coming up, the post-glass post-game show, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, and the Great Clips great plays of the game. Another timeout taken by Chippewa Falls. We will step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI,
SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here.
We'll get back to Holly Bovee in a moment. But the officials again bringing things back a little sooner here. And Menominee takes a knee. And that should just about do it with one more kneel down. Competitive game here tonight. We're down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich, and we'll see if Dave Hutzler is talking with him or if he wants Alan Dunham to join him on the field. So I believe Alan will be joining Coach Rakovich on the field in that post-glass post-game show as the talented junior quarterback Brady Johnson takes a final knee here. That should just about do it with 15 seconds left on the clock. Seeing the cell phones waving from the Menominee fan section far side of the field as they will move to 4-0 and Chi-Hi will fall to 1-3. As the clock hits zeros on a gorgeous September night, Veterans Night here in Chippewa Falls, your final score, the Menominee Mustangs 28, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals 20. An entertaining game. We are looking forward to the post-glass post-game show coming up next. Brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We are back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. Cardinals fall by 8 here at home.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 118 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We're hiring for full-time fulfillment center positions, as well as customer care and office positions. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-Hi Football.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make John Soroloff Service a part of your team. John Soroloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call John Soroloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi High falls by a single score, 28-20, to the Menominee Mustangs here tonight down on the field with Alan Dunham and head coach Chuck Rakovich.
Hey, thank you, Caleb, here with Coach Rakovich, and a real special night here with the veterans and having the donations to them and the flag and the flyover and the different uniforms for the players. It was a really exciting environment, and thank you, Coach, for what you do to support the veterans.
Well, that's the least that I and others on the team can do for our veterans. They're just they're the reason we're here.
And, you know, one of the things you do so well with these kids is build character in them, the service projects, and getting them out in the community. You know, this scoreboard's going to go to zeros here pretty quick, and people are going to forget, you know, who won or lost this game. But the things that are going to carry on for these kids is what you instilled in them that'll really help them in the adult life. And when did you really start to make a big emphasis that in your coaching strategy?
I don't know. I think I've always, obviously, the older you get, the more you learn, you know. So maybe I can just end it that way. Hopefully I'm getting smarter every day. I don't know.
The team really came alive in the third quarter. You know, at first half, you're like, hey, it's just one half, but Menominee certainly dominated, made some adjustments, came out really strong in the third quarter. What did you love about the team at that point?
Oh, I thought we finally found ourselves. You know, I thought offensively that we kind of did what we wanted. And, you know, defense was just out on the field too long. You know, Menominee's, you know, big, strong offensive linemen and good running backs, and they just burn time off the clock and couldn't get our defense off the field.
And noticed, maybe I'm wrong on this, but this seemed like the first time you went double wing, double tight, came back to it like an old glove. It was very effective for the few plays you used it. Whose decision was it to go into that formation?
Guess.
Okay, well, that was you. On a fourth and two, you go back to the crisscross. Great play, very effective. When you got LeMay running the football, good things happen.
Well, right, and you know we've worked on it all year. It isn't like we just put it in yesterday. So we were keeping it for the right time and the right game, and tonight was the right time and the right game, and it worked. And you know we'll keep sprinkling it in now and then.
Yeah, very effective. Great game, Coach. Good to see you. Thanks again.
Well, thank you guys for covering us, and it was a great night.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
That's head coach Chuck Rakovich with our own Alan Dunham. Again, thank you to Alan and to Dave Hutzler joining us here throughout the broadcast on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV tonight. Chris Perry running that live stream. Don't forget to subscribe to Cardinal TV on YouTube, CFHS Media. This is the beginning of the Post Glass Postgame Show. We've got a lot more coming up. The Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. The Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap coming up. We'll get Alan's thoughts on this contest and the great clips, great plays of the game as well. Again, a final salute between the Cardinals and their fans here on Veterans Night, and as Alan alluded to, just so many very important things going on beyond just what happened on the field, but a very entertaining game here tonight between these rivals. As the Chippewa Herald posted earlier today, this was the 111th meeting between Chi High and Menominee, one of the oldest rivalries in the state, and it certainly lived up to billing, lived up to hype, one score separating these two teams, and that has been a familiar result in the last several years as well. But the
ninth straight victory for the Menominee Mustangs. Chi High's last victory, of course, came here on this field at Duray, level two of the playoffs in 2015. We'll step out, be back in 2.5 minutes as the Post Glass Post Game Show continues. We'll give you those great clips, great plays of the game coming up in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut. That's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Well, this is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, your WOGO Sports crew here tonight. An exciting game on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Cards fall by one score to Menominee, 28-20. A lot of fireworks before the game and during the game here. And it's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Let's hear how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports. He has three interceptions to lead the way for the Cards. We'd love to get another one here if Menominee puts in the air. Third and seven with the 45. Back to passes. Johnson has a clean pocket. Now he's rolling out to his right. Johnson still looking. Stops, and he's hit, and he is swarmed under by a sea of camouflage at the 39-yard line.
This time the defense did a fantastic job. Everybody was covered up. Quarterback did not feel comfortable throw down the field. Kind of what we call a cover sack. He thought about rolling out and running for it, but he hesitated, and the Chi-High defense collapsed.
Have to come down to grit and muscle against muscle.
I think we at this point we have to try any stunts and blitzes that we can to try to get something to break.
Speaking of blitz, Chai High comes from the right side and pulls down the quarterback Johnson for a sack.
I believe that was number 32, Isaiah Baining, coming from the defensive end position.
They're not going to kick it on 4th and 18. Operating under center. Back to pass, Brady Johnson. Johnson goes left side, hangs it up, broken up, and caught, I believe, but out of bounds.
Fantastic defense.
Turnover on downs.
Yeah, there was a ball thrown up in the air to their tall receiver. Defense was able to bat it up in the air. The receiver did eventually catch it. By that point, he was out of bounds, incomplete play. And Chai High will take over again, take over at about the 26-yard line.
And a little flare screen out in the flat to Jackson LeMay. And LeMay takes it all the way up to the 43-yard line. Trailing 20-7. Out to Hebert. Hebert dodges a man at the 45 to the 50 down the sideline. 45-40. Hebert. Another chunk play for the Cards. And they are in business on the Menominee side of midfield.
Yeah.
Trips to the left. Right along the hash. Single receiver right outside the 20-yard line. Von Hayden will flare it out to LeMay. LeMay is going to have to make a man miss. He does with a stiff arm. 30, 25, 20. LeMay back into the middle of the field and all the way down inside the 15-yard line, refusing to go down. Jackson LeMay.
That was a true wide receiver screen.
Jason Von Hayden, 3rd and 6 from the Menominee 12. Chai High trailing by 13 points. Man in motion left to right. There's a little shovel pass to LeMay. LeMay finds a crease. 10, 5, into the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, is he in? Oh, he's just a little bit short. Jackson LeMay gets the first down and was leaning toward the end zone. He wanted it. I wanted it. Everybody here did. And the officials just being the buzzkills and saying he didn't get in.
In past weeks on these, where they're running out to the edge on these essentially these sweep plays, where the receiver's on the left side and he's running all the way across the formation, he's cutting up inside the blocks instead of going around, and a very effective play for a first down.
First and goal from the 1, Hebert wide out to the left, everybody else in tight. Von Hayden going to keep it himself.
Touchdown.
Off right and into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Tip your cap to this offensive line. They are starting to show their grit and moving back this Mustang defense. That's the key to everything that's having success right now is the offensive line. Ball and then hope for some turnovers from the defense.
9:03 to go in the game. Chai High now trailing by 15, 28-13. It's 20-7 advantage at the break. Cards pulled within 7. A few minutes ago. Off the left side. I believe that's Carter Bovee, and Bovee out there to the 35 to the 40-yard line. Spun down, but not before gaining a first down. Carter Bovee. We saw him carry the ball a little bit last week against Hudson as well. Explosion here as they trail by 15 with 7:05 to go in this game on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Dave Hutzler, on the sidelines here. With a 4th and 2 for the Cards. 49-yard line, their side of the 50. Double wing, double tight. 47 crisscross. Jackson LeMay has it. LeMay is loose. 45-40. 35-30 down the sideline. Outrunning everyone with a stiff arm. 5 to the end zone. Diving. Is he in? He is. Touchdown. 51 yards to the house. Jackson LeMay.
When Chai High really needs a play, even though they've barely run the double wing, double tight all year, they come back to it. And I was nervous about it because when you don't practice or use something a lot, how effective is it? But they do the crisscross. And it's with LeMay getting the football, getting to the edge.
Got some on 4th and 2, a 51-yard TD dash. Now Ethan Faschingbauer, the senior, has it on the tee at the 40-yard line in an 8-point game. Chai High trailing 28-20. Faschingbauer drives this one back to the 7-yard line, cutting across the hashes at the 10-yard line. Met there, spinning, reversing direction. The Chai High special teams swarms him back inside the 10-yard line.
Just a fantastic effort. First of all, by Ethan Faschenbauer.
And that's the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Want to get a few thoughts here from Alan Dunham. And in those Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game, too, that last score for Chi High came with 6:54 remaining in the fourth quarter. When Menominee got the ball back, despite that adverse field position on the great kick by Fashingbauer and the coverage by the special teams unit, Menominee never gave the ball back to this Chi High offense, which showed how dangerous it could be. But Menominee ran out the final 6 minutes plus of this game, and that, I think, is the story of this game. What we saw throughout was the dominance on the line from Menominee, and Chi High fought valiantly and found some things, again, that were making an impact at the end. But overall, this was one in the trenches by the Mustangs.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what good teams do, and this team is a mature team. They're a strong team, physical team, and they exerted their will, as we've kind of said before, and when they really need it, they ran out those final 7 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it was.
Over 6 minutes.
On the clock and just ground this game out for a win. They didn't really care about style points or how it looks. They were just going to run the football down the throat, and what are you going to do to stop it? And just being down on the field after the game, talking to Coach Rakovich, and then getting around and talking to a few of the coaches, you could see the disappointment in their faces. They were hoping for a better effort, and getting close like this again, and we've had so many games like that against Menominee where you're close and you could see if a play goes this way or that way. Maybe it's a different outcome, but so oftentimes Menominee got the better of Chi High.
Again, this was a phenomenal night, as we're seeing, again, pretty much the whole team going to be taking a knee at midfield here. And urging you as well, too, if you didn't join us here in person tonight, still, again, monetary donations, but also those warm winter clothing items, boots, etc., will still be collected. All remaining Chi High home games here at Duray, and that's, again, that's freshman level, that's JV, that's varsity level home games here at Duray in September, and also Jacobson's Hardware locations. You can drop those donations off, too. And so we said it before the game, and certainly mean it, as much as we were hoping for a win over a rival here tonight, that there are things that go far beyond and above what was accomplished here on the football field. And so, again, Coach Rakovich, too, and his fraternity brother, Scott Marrier, to what they do is equally important in terms of building character in these young men. Again, I believe that sports is a great builder of character, and the adversity that you go through, the things that maybe echo what you'll go through in life beyond high school, but also those lessons off the field that they are actively learning. The Captain's Projects, the chance to be part of the Hands Foundation to serve homeless veterans, all of it turns into turning out some very well-rounded young men here from Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, absolutely. That's well said, Caleb. And, you know, wins and losses, you know, everybody here is going to move on from football, but they're not moving on from life. And so, as you said, these difficult losses even are teachable moments, and how do you respond? And when they come back to practice on Monday, they're going to have the week of getting ready for a resurgent North team and getting to go down and play at Carson Park, which is always such a fun place to play. And North certainly is at the level of Menominee, and so you're going to feel like you've got a better opportunity to win in that contest against North, and what is going to be a fantastic matchup.
Looking forward to that. We'll take a quick 90-second break and come back with the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Back in 90 seconds to finish up the post-class post-game show. Cardinals fall by 8 here at home on Veterans Night.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Northwestern Bank.
delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Finishing up here in Chippewa Falls. A gorgeous September Friday night underneath the lights. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Now time for the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since the year 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Courtesy of Dave the Electric Penn Hansen, Chi High statistician. Here's the look at the final stats here tonight. First downs, 14 for Chi High, 22 for Menominee. Total yards, 390 yards for Menominee and 236 for Chippewa Falls. By rush, 24 carries for 175 yards. Nothing to sniff at all for Chi High. Now that 51-yarder for Jackson LeMay certainly helped, but again, a strong average there. And just doing the math real quick on that for Chi High, that's a 7.3-yard average. Now on the other side for Menominee, they carried the ball 60 times against Chi High. Last time they played in 2022, carried the ball 47 times here tonight for 199 yards. That's a 4.2 average. Chi High passed for 81 yards. Mason Von Hayden, very effective through the year in terms of accuracy, 10 of 13 for 81 yards, no interceptions, but also accuracy and getting some chunk plays was the young man Brady Johnson, the junior for Menominee, 11 of 14 for 191. And just pausing real quick here, Alan, for a junior, that is one of the more polished quarterbacks that you will see in the Big Rivers, at least in recent memory.
Oh, he has size, he has a great arm, and he had some very open targets tonight. Really, Menominee has a very balanced offense. They're going to be very, you know, difficult to beat in this conference. And as we said, this is a real BRC is loaded with some good teams, and there's no easy games on this schedule for anybody.
Yeah. I mean, how about River Falls dropping their second game in a row? Hudson absolutely tromping the Wildcats 48-26 tonight. So, 0-2 in the BRC for River Falls, last year's conference champ. By rushing here tonight for Chippewa Falls, Jackson LeMay led the way with 10 carries for 87 yards. Of course, an 8.7 average. Xander Neal with 4 for 28 and a touchdown. Jackson LeMay, of course, had a touchdown as well. Mason Von Hayden, 5 carries for 20 yards and also a rushing touchdown. That accounted for the 3 scores for Chi High here tonight. Steele Schaefer had 2 touchdowns rushing, 21 carries for 114 yards. Hayden Weir with 10 carries for 49 yards. John Higby with 8 rushes for 37 yards and 2 touchdowns. Again, we've given you the passing stats as well. Receiving stats for Chippewa Falls, Jackson LeMay led the way with 5 receptions for 63 yards. For Menominee, the receiver, Brady Thornton, led the way with 4 receptions for 91 yards. Charlie Barron with 2 for 42 yards. Steele Schaefer out of the backfield, 2 receptions for 30 yards. And Isaac Ellison with 2 receptions for 24 yards to finish out the leading receivers for this Menominee
attack. Menominee had that one big play after Chi High had forced 2 punts in a row by Menominee, or two stops at least. And then Menominee was had a big, you know, down a distance to go, and they hit that 40-yard pass over the top of the Chi High defense, and that one deflated
and get the momentum back on Menominee's side, and that was kind of the last turn of the game in my mind.
And I'll correct myself, too. That was Brady Goodman with 4 receptions for 91 yards, and he was on the other end of that 39-yard play that, again, really just kind of broke things open at the end for Menominee. Those are the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Again, thank you to Dave Hansen, Chi-High statistician, for supplying the stats here tonight. That'll do it for the Post-Glass Post-Game Show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi-High falls to 1-3. And again, just a final brief thought here, Alan Dunham. This is a critical game against a resurgent North team down at Carson Park next Friday.
Yeah, something to keep you up at night is what offense is going to show up when we get to Friday night in Carson Park. Is it going to be double wing, double tight? Coach Rakevich is kind of bread and butter of his coaching career, or is he going to let Hutzler continue to run the offense with the spread? And so now you start to see a little bit of an identity crisis on offense. What are they going to go to? So that's something I'll be looking for keys to the game next week.
And speaking of identity crisis, a little shout out to local screenwriter Andrea Polnasek. Her film debuted here tonight at Mycon Cinemas. Identity crisis, again, phenomenal for all ages, but especially if you're a parent of young girls as well, too. A great film as well. So see that at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. Support your local screenwriter and your local cinema as well. Well, that'll do it for us here. Thank you again to Chris Perry to my left, running CFHS Media, the Chi-High Cardinal TV live stream here tonight. Join us next week. We'll have a doubleheader on Thursday and Friday night. McDonald up at Bruce on Thursday night with Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky on the call, and then your Wogo Sports crew down at Carson Park for Chi-High in a critical game against North next week. For Alan Dunham and Dave Hutzler, I'm Caleb Swenson, thanking Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley as well. Once again, your final score here on Veterans Night in Chippewa Falls, the Menominee Mustangs 28, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 20. This has been Chi-High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Football on WOGL has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.